Watch out now. Y'all are listening to Keeping It Real with the Queen Bee of Urban Comedy, the First Lady of Keeping It Real, Shauna.
My name is Shauna. I'm keeping it real, so all y'all motherfuckers know the deal. I got jokes and folks in the studio, so raise the roof for one love, because I got my own show. Fuck. Hey, y'all, what's up? This is Shauna, the Queen Bee of Urban Comedy, the First Lady of Keeping It Real. That's right, y'all. And I'm here with my baby booze. Oh, that's crazy. I can't believe. Right back where from we fucking started from.
All
right. Started from the middle,
chill.
Now we're here.
Okay.
Started from the middle, now the bottom and the top, right?
Shauna.
I got Brian motherfucking Kid Kelly, and Chris ain't got no motherfucking nickname because this traveling motherfucker ain't got time for that.
That's not actually.
D'Elia. And my name's Shauna. Hey,
how you doing, Sean?
Hey,
congrats on your show and everything.
I just, before we start, can I just say, can you maybe just...
You can say whatever the fuck you want. Right, let's hear Ron. Yeah, you try to say you Ron shit, now you all keeping it real. Now this shit gonna really get wrong.
Right.
I'm raw. This some fucking spaghetti squash. Before y'all put that shit in the microwave, it's hot as shit.
Yeah.
It's like the inside of a fucking coconut.
But what I'm
the fuck y'all make food out of this shit? White people do crazy shit with food.
But what I'm
gonna say, what the fuck y'all eat?
But what I'm gonna say is,
go ahead, preach.
Can you maybe just let us get in some words?
Yeah, yo, right. We all gonna get in a lot of motherfucking words. We
I don't think you're actually
shit. Yo,
I don't actually
around,
think
son.
That you're taking in what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm going to take it in. You trying to fucking shove your words in me? At least let me fucking get me wet to begin with before you bend me the fuck over.
No.
You,
shove
your
words
you.
All right.
You.
Shauna, how you doing? You look great.
Thank you very much, Brian, but the questions will be coming from this motherfucking end because I'm going to ask to you. You won't keep it real
I'm
with Shauna.
Trying to keep it.
This ain't no time in the podcast. Ain't
okay,
no real motherfucking Harry Goat or whatever the fuck y'all think is funny. Basket of fucking dogs and shit. All that.
Okay.
Motherfuckers to insecure and secure and all that. We ain't
right.
doing that and none of that.
All right.
Leave the fucking 10-minute podcast toolbox alone. We gonna do right. some real sets.
Okay,
real
so
comedy.
What do you want
to
get to?
Well, I'm happy you asked. Chris, thank you for allowing
kinda
me to
no
continue
choice,
the show. That's great. Thank you very much. See,
right.
what I want to
so
talk about
mean?
Is how this and how we came up from the get. Because I owe y'all a lot of debt of gratitudes.
Okay.
Well,
because this how I started was on 10 Minute Podcast.
Right, I know. I remember.
And now we back.
Well, you were on.
Yeah.
I did my own shit.
Right.
I came on through. I started in 1986 to Catch a Rising Star.
Oh, right,
and still
right.
Catch a Rising Star. It's a little bit different.
Yep.
I came out of Harlem.
I
came up with Dennis
club.
Leary and Bill Maher.
Right.
And I came up with fucking all them motherfuckers. Who the fuck else? Emo Phillips and Bruce Ball.
Right.
Sure.
And Rita Rudner
really?
And
sure.
Kip Adada. All them motherfuckers.
You're making
I
don't. Up.
I done all that shit with them.
Names.
Hey, what's up with you, though? That's what I want to know. As a matter of fact, that's my first question. Because we doing.
What's up with me?
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to shoot my next special. And I'm
but
recurring
do you see,
and
that funny? Because I said, what's up with y'all? But then Brian said, what's up with me? And then he tried to.
Well, he can only answer for himself, really.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Yeah.
All right. What's up with me?
What's up with y'all? You know?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question.
We
that's
do
a good
stand up. We do stand up.
That's so good.
And we're
see,
on tour.
That's interesting to me because we are on the same show talking, and I'm just so excited.
Right.
I'm excited to have y'all on my show.
Yep.
You my babies.
Right,
thank
but
you.
Just, so you, do you want to know what we're doing? Or?
Yeah,
all right,
sure.
So.
Go ahead. Fucking answer the motherfucking question.
All right.
Y'all need a fucking written invitation to answer a motherfucking question?
Okay.
You
would
be this way with Wendell Williams
listen,
and shit like that.
You got to maybe let us say some words.
Some words. All right.
Okay, so
the word,
we're on.
This motherfucker can't get enough words, Brian.
Well,
he wants what are you trying to stuff him in the motherfucking sack?
No, you asked him a question.
Not
you're just
really.
Trying
it's
to
not,
answer the question. That's
joke.
All it is. All right. So you asked us on here. And then,
so
you know,
so anyway,
like,
we go on tour. And I'm on my tour. I've been touring all around the country.
Yeah.
So does Brian. Brian does that mostly in Minnesota.
that's not true.
That's it. But that's
see,
the inside
that.
Joke.
Well, we've always been ribbing each other.
Right.
I think
we do that.
Works.
It's fun.
Now, let me ask y'all like some Charlie Rose shit.
Sure. Because I get real. You know what I'm saying? Charlie Rose crawls like a nice oak desk real. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, now when y'all do the motherfucking road, you know what I mean? And y'all fucking come off the road, y'all do the 10-minute podcast with Will. I love my baby boy Will,
right.
The motherfucking funniest motherfucking.
Right.
And
funny.
What?
It's not a stand-up, but yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's, you know, it seems like lately everybody doing stand-up.
Right, that's
so
true.
Just to speak for Will, because, you know, Will ain't here right now.
Right.
He might try it,
I don't know about that. Nah, maybe one day, but
maybe
I
not,
think he's busy doing
not.
Movies and
anyway,
shit.
Anyway, what's the
so take me inside the dynamic, the 10-minute podcast, how y'all rib each other.
other because that's funny. Y'all are like good friends, but then you say fuck you, and yeah, fuck yeah. you, motherfucker.
It's basically how we show we love each other, and we just kind
of
like
we make, like to take, work off each other.
Ha ha, pussy, put motherfucker pussy.
No,
what do you mean?
Not really.
No, I'm trying to fit in.
I know I understand and I appreciate that, but
I'm playing the dozens too.
Oh, you're calling me
hey,
chicken?
Motherfucker. Yeah. Hey, Chris. Your motherfucking mama's so old, she knew Central Park when it was just a plant.
That's pretty funny.
But I don't think you made it up. We just kind of we just kind of mess around. And,
Brian, your motherfucking mama's so poor, she went to McDonald's, put a shake on layaway.
Yeah, I've heard that one. Good. Maybe
yeah, that's
before.
I think that's at the beginning of the Bismarck Key video.
Well, it's okay. good. It's good. It's funny. I haven't seen the Bismarck Key video.
You haven't seen that video?
I don't know. Maybe we have, but.
You got what I need.
I know the song. Yeah.
But you say he just a friend.
Shauna,
you say he just a friend. Right. Oh, baby, you.
No, we get it.
You ever seen that shit?
No.
Yo, I love the
song.
Diabolical one, the Biz, y'all. Uh-huh. Y'all motherfucker, why motherfuckers ain't even get down with the Biz?
No,
shit, next time y'all in New York, you might
I know
have
the
to
song,
come
The Vapors.
Through.
I know.
Yeah, one. Vapors is the shit. He had a lot of motherfucking tunes,
right, so,
that motherfucker.
Anyway, yeah, we just.
All
like
right,
to make
now
fun
it's
of
my favorite part of the show, what we call it Real Good Shut Up. That's the name. That's my favorite segment called
We've had to shut up this whole time.
Shut up.
Great.
So the first question to y'all is, what's real? What's real? What's real to Brian Cannon and Chris D'Elia? What's real?
What's
what
real
to
me?
What's real?
Listen, just trying to be original.
Like, what's real? Like, we keeping it real?
Yeah.
So what's real? What's
trying
real?
To be original with your self-expression, I
okay.
guess. And stand-up is real because you either make them laugh or
right,
you don't.
Or you don't.
So
be you. You have to
real.
Be yourself. That's being real.
Yo, I
no
like
pretense.
That. Yeah, I like y'all. Y'all keep it real like that. That's sure. real. No false pretend. And
no pretense.
Keep it real in front of the audience. Okay, now what's good? What's good? What's good to y'all? What's good to Brian and Chris? That's
what
I want to know, my baby.
The smell of a woman's back.
Doing well?
No, but I'm saying like the segment's called Real Good Shut Up.
Okay.
Right? Real Good Shut Up.
Yeah.
What's real? What's good? And then.
All right.
But so like what's good?
I guess helping people is good, right? Helping people and giving.
Yeah.
Giving back, I guess.
Yeah, I'd say.
You know what else is good, Chris?
What?
Another thing that's good is when I ask you a question, maybe don't just take a fucking bowl and fill it with fucking white bread and then pour milk on that motherfucker.
Okay, okay.
Because that was a motherfucking milk toast vanilla answer,
right.
motherfucker.
Shauna,
how
I don't
you
really,
fucking get real? You aren't keeping
making,
it real.
I'm not making
I don't
a lot
understand.
Of friends here.
You motherfuckers can't
you're not
talk
him,
shit unless y'all talking shit on time in the podcast talking about this motherfucker's hair right. and you too fucking old and your fucking right. phone so big.
I guess I don't understand it.
All right,
True Detective. I like the show.
Too late, motherfucker. Too late.
Jesus. Okay.
Too
Jesus
fucking late
Christ.
With that shit.
What is the last one?
Now, the last question is, who or what need to shut up? So it's
honestly,
real good shut up. So what need to
well,
shut up?
Okay, I'd say.
I could easily
say,
answer that right now.
And I think you're going to say the same
probably
thing
same
I am.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah. Don't you motherfucker.
You
should. Just wait a fucking second before y'all answer this shit.
Okay.
I just want to remind y'all. Y'all on the Queen Bee Urban Comedy Show. Right. Y'all on the First Lady Keeping
Stop.
It Real Show. Don't just mind your fucking business and be fucking careful because y'all don't
you
want
us to
a
be
situation
real.
To arise.
Okay. Can I?
You don't want to offend a motherfucker.
Okay. Do you want us to be real?
Yeah, this here keeping it real. You
okay.
my babies.
And you want us to tell you who we think needs to shut up?
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
And you
but
want
I
us to be real.
But I don't want y'all to be, you know, come with some fucking crooked, some fucked up shit. Yeah,
okay,
some disrespectful shit that
we've
might
been
get...
trying to speak.
Okay, I have an idea.
You
no, I have an idea.
Show.
Brian, I have an idea.
And yeah.
This is who I think should shut up.
Yeah.
Anybody who's not giving someone else time to talk. How's that?
Yeah. Oh, and that would be...
And
I want to add to that. I'd like to add to that.
Why
that
don't
would
you
be...
Add? Why don't you
and
add
a shining
to that,
example of that
yeah.
would be...
Watch your fucking whoa! You fucking raising your hand, motherfucker!
Yes, I
yo,
am.
Whoa! If you got one of fucking two options right now, Brian Kelly, watch your fucking hand.
Are you threatening
no,
me
no,
now,
no, motherfucker? You about to threaten me? You raising a hand,
I am
motherfucker?
Not
you don't want to, motherfucker?
Sit
I,
on
I,
your
I,
hands. Sit
I,
on
I,
your hands.
Would you
say
fucking
it.
Sit on your motherfucking hands?
I'm not going to sit on
my
hands.
Two fucking
I'm a
options
man.
When you bringing a fucking hand up like that. You either going to be pointing or you're going to be striking. And you, you motherfucking about to lose a hand.
Well,
you do
maybe
that to
I am about to point. You know that?
Okay, you fucking watch that.
Maybe I'm pointing in the area that your personage happens.
I'm faster than you think, motherfucker. I'll snatch that fucking finger like it's fucking hot dog on a stick. I'll have my motherfucker
so
in between
you
my
are
teeth
threatening
before
me.
You fucking
Shauna.
I look like we just about out of time here.
You're a bitch.
What the fuck up. You saying, motherfucker?
Shut up, bitch.
What the fuck did y'all say? You tell you what. Y'all motherfuckers ain't never letting me come back on my show.
We don't want to come back on your fucking
and then
show.
Fuck you. Call me a bitch. Yeah, fuck you, motherfucker.
You we didn't get a chance to say a fucking word. I wasted 10 minutes of my goddamn fucking life. Fuck you.
You're traveling, motherfucker.
You guys are fucking thrilling.
Wait, what is it? What,
I'd like to
what,
see what you. I'd to... like to see how.
No,
long...
the song is on. So you can't make a fucking point.
Who cares about your song?
It's not my song.
It is your song.
Chris was humming and hawing. There's nothing to write. Wait till the music is over. Wait till the music is over.
Fucking leave me alone. Listen, I want to see how long Chris would last on a forced march.
The fuck it.
Hey, bro.
What the fuck is that?
What is that?
A basketball game?
No, it's like a little like hip-hop horn.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought it'd be a good idea like every time, because you guys are always dissing each other and it's very funny to me. Brian, you're like making fun of Chris. And
know,
oh, Chris,
Chris,
your hair,
your
facial
though.
Hair. No, I just think kids, it'll make kids more into the
so
show.
So every time we diss each other.
It's not going to make kids more into the show.
I think that's a fucking dumb as shit.
So listen, well, we don't
and
have
you're
to
an
do
idiot
it.
For that.
See what I mean?
Come on.
You called me an idiot.
I know that. Yeah. But why is that good to have that thing?
It's just kind of kids will dig it. Don't worry, just let's
okay,
go.
Okay, but our podcast isn't for kids. But
let's
fine,
do the podcast.
It's an adult podcast.
I know, it's for adults.
I'm sorry to do this. Yeah. Don't do that thing.
Okay,
you're
but
back.
Do the thing.
Your back, the way you're leaning, it looks like a ski slope. You're so rubbery. Your spinal cord's made of rope. You better
all
stop
right.
it.
Well, he was obviously going to do that. So just why did you just immediately go into a diss?
It's an app. You could just get a phone app and you do this.
So
that's not my question.
What?
That's not even. I wasn't even
that wasn't
rude
a,
there.
That wasn't a big diss.
At
no.
least
you should do some working out, bro.
That's a suggestion. Okay. What?
Hey, bro.
Nobody's dissing anyone.
Yeah.
We're all friends here.
You're horn happy. You're horn happy.
Put,
yeah.
put your phone down, please.
Yeah, stop being horn happy.
And let's just talk, okay? I don't work out now.
I don't work out.
But I used to work out a lot.
When?
He used to work out like crazy for
Yeah, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25,
what did
like
you
crazy.
Do, walk?
No, I did. I lifted weights.
Jumping
I did it
jacks
every single day.
You lifted weights?
Every single day. Yeah. And then I did, you know, I trained a little bit martial arts for a while. But that was after that.
Not
you did
a
do
shot.
Some taekwondo.
Not a shot. I'm you looking at your some. Body.
Yeah.
And I know bodies.
No, that's why he sort of maintains
no.
kind
yeah.
of a thing.
What do you mean?
Like,
I've got
have
muscle
a look
memory.
At this. See this? Look at this. They're looking at my muscles.
All
right,
dude.
Right?
I'm not looking at your muscles.
And I haven't been lifting the way I normally lift and had been lifting for,
don't do that. Don't
years,
be like it was so, no.
Something like, I took a bit of a break after high school. Okay. I used to train a lot. From yeah. time
sure.
I was, you know, my dad taught me how to lift weights when I was like 10.
Yeah, high school 30 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. 20 years ago. And then, then I did, no, 20 years. And then didn't lift weights for a while and then got way back into lifting weights. And I've been lifting weights like a motherfucker.
All right.
About 15 years.
That's
but now, for
boring.
A little less than a year,
that's
I haven't
boring.
Been lifting weights. You know what I've
yeah,
been doing?
That's boring.
Been doing yoga.
Yeah, I know.
And,
stretching,
and,
huh? You stretch.
Oh, hold on.
You stretch.
Chris said that that was boring
yeah.
what I said.
Hey, bro.
I don't like to
bro.
That.
Bro.
But he used to lift
bro,
a lot of weights.
You
I
didn't
did.
Lift weights. That's a lie.
No, I did. I lifted weights. And I actually did it for hours
that's,
every
that's,
day.
Yeah, then you'd be...
Okay, you know what I want to ask people?
Let me see a
go
picture.
On. I actually... there are. I did a movie when I was younger, when I was 19, and I was jacked as fuck.
What's the
and
movie called?
I'm not even going to mention it. How's this? I'm gonna ask people to find it, find a picture of me on it, and tweet it to Brian. And Brian will see how jacked I was for
so,
real.
So that's our call to arms.
And I'm not even telling you what the movie is. You find out, and you tweet it. And that's how jacked I was. It's still going to surface on the internet.
Yeah.
Let me see how jacked you are.
Right now?
No, I want to see a picture.
I don't have a picture.
Oh, that's interesting.
Brian.
So you're lying.
No, I'm not lying, dude. Okay?
What did you describe like...
My workouts?
Describe...
He used to be,
like,
he used to be
what
pretty
you,
good
how
out.
Muscular you were.
I mean, like, you see this arm like this?
Yeah.
Like right here, and I don't mean to be obnoxious, but right here it was like... And then this would go...
No.
That's a better sound effect for what you
No,
no,
it's that's not a good
that
sound effect.
Sound
that sounds
like
a horn.
Yeah, it sounds like a horn, asshole. Yeah.
Right here in this area would go, this right here would
don't
scoop
do
down.
Don't.
And it, okay, but
okay,
it would go.
Don't. No, that's.
And then this would go. No,
don't.
It wouldn't
sorry.
Do
bro.
That.
Sorry.
It wouldn't do the horn
it didn't
thing.
That
it
sounds,
would go.
Yeah.
And then these in my stomach. No,
so
because I was very thin
don't make
and young.
Sound effects.
This would go.
That's how many? That's
like
a 16 pack?
Yeah, it was up there.
Fuck you.
Yeah, it was.
Fuck
yeah.
off.
All right.
Will.
You know what we forgot to do? Welcome to 10 Minute Podcast.
Nah,
my name is
we
Will.
We forgot to do a bunch of shit. We forgot to not hit horns on the fucking thing is what we forgot
to
do.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. For sure doesn't matter. Obviously and of course.
Good diss, dude.
Let me just...
It's not a diss.
It's not.
Diss horn.
All right, dude. All right.
Describe your body. Don't use fuck off with that horn, bro. Yeah.
What do you call it?
A diss horn.
That horn?
Nah, hey-o.
That's not a diss. That was just a joke.
Yeah, but it was good. This helped.
All right, look.
Listen, bro.
What, man? I worked out. I'm Chris D'Elia. What you see is what you get. It's not, I have a nickname. I'm just raw. I don't have a nickname.
He didn't diss anybody.
That was a cool diss.
No, it wasn't.
He didn't diss.
I don't know what diss means.
All right, put the phone down.
You gotta
put the phone down.
It's down.
And don't hit the diss.
Even if I did from here, you can't hear it. Wait, everybody be quiet.
You can hear it well.
You can't.
Leave it there.
It's so far away.
Put your hand away from
Chris.
It. Yeah, what?
I resent
I did flies.
The use of sound flies. Effects for your body.
But okay,
you make
I did
it sound
flies.
Like you were a knife.
Flies,
you were a knife in a suit and you weren't.
When I did flies, and fucking moved, when I moved the weights from back to and back.
So what's the point? What's the point? Brian, are you?
It would go clang, clang. And
yeah. Clingity. Cling.
What's doing that? What's that douche? What's that?
And what would... Clang. Will.
That's you on the flies.
No.
Brian, do you have a problem with him being jacked? You have to be the only... You're like the most manly guy.
Listen
and let me tell you something about Brian's body language right now. He's facing Chris. He's only looking at Chris. Why? Because over here, there's a shredded bear.
No.
And he's afraid of the shredded bear.
Shredded bear.
Yeah, yeah. There's a bear.
Chest.
There's a bear with lines in his shoulders.
No.
And that's fucking very scary.
You're not
to be able to be able to see lines through the shoulders of a furry bear.
Those are striations.
I'm a shredded
chest
bear.
Goes
oh, you know what we forgot to do?
Dej.
Welcome to 10 Minute Podcast. My name is Will
Dej.
The Shredded Bear.
Stop going Dej about your chest. This is pissing me off, man.
Yo, Will, you gotta stop.
I was helping you.
Because I'm telling you, I'm very simply telling you that my lats went Dej.
No.
They went Dej.
No. Dej means, like it sounds like they fanned out and then went straight down. And
that's exactly what they did. It was a V.
That's bullshit because that takes...
Will.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You've got to stop it.
I'm just trying to get your attention. Why don't you look at me?
Because I don't fucking want to talk to you right now. You ain't no shredded bear shithead.
My lats went Dej, okay? Yeah. And if you're upset that my lats went Dej, then that's your own problem.
Because Dej... Wait. Dej, where I'm from, means they fanned out... And then... Dej.
Right.
Dej.
Right.
They came... They,
but
they,
together,
they shot down,
and
they
I'm not
knifed
trying to be,
down into your hips.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to be, I'm not trying to be like, they. I'm not even trying to be obnoxious and say they went, Dej, Dej, Dej. I'm saying they went, they just went Dej.
That's
bro.
Really.
Okay, I'm going to give you that, and I don't believe that, but
so
you do have a wide back, so I can see maybe.
They went Dej.
Yeah. I got.
They went Dej.
Are you telling me to go to what were your glutes and your
my
and
glutes,
what were your
and,
glutes
my glutes
and your quads and be careful.
Okay, because
you're gonna piss me off. All be right, careful.
Dude, my glutes kind of went oosh oosh like the way the oosh like the
okay,
when
now,
you sit
on.
Down it's like oosh.
Okay, now hold on.
And then you
when
turn
I think
around.
Of oosh,
yeah.
Okay, I think of glutes that are pop out. They go oosh, and then oosh. They come.
Yeah.
They jut into. Very advanced hand.
And then they go into a dish, right? But ooh, and then ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will, God
Will?
Damn it, man.
I'm just trying to get Brian to look at me.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because he's over there talking to you.
Yeah.
He's very intimidated by you.
You go eat your
once
fucking
these
honey.
People, hold on a second. Once these people all tweet at Brian Callen, because you're not following him currently, but please do because he needs
the
help.
Movie.
What's going to happen is you're going to see all the pictures of Chris. You're going to be even more intimidated. You're going to be like, oh, shit, Chris had kind of a build on him.
Movie.
And you're over there. You're trying to fight him down. Wait,
hold
on.
The movie
should
have been called
Dej. You're trying to fight him down.
I'm pissed off.
Hold on. You're trying to fight him. You're intimidated by it. But over here, I'm trying to get your attention because over here, shredded bear.
You go eat your fucking berries and honey.
Don't
eat berries and honey.
Why don't you look at me?
Hey, bro.
Shredded bear.
Oosh, when you have oosh glutes, it means you have to have your jeans made for you. Did you or did you not have to have your jeans made for you? Did you or did you not?
Oh, okay.
Did you or did you not?
I had jeans and I brought them to Dr. Blue Jeans and he made them.
So you did have to make them.
What's Dr. Blue Jeans?
He was a...
So you,
my,
so you're telling me your lats went
oosh,
Dej, and your ass went oosh.
I would bring my jeans to Dr. Blue Jeans,
and
so he could make my jeans more oosh.
What were your quads doing?
And then my
bro,
cock just
that's
went oh. My cock just came out and it went oh.
No.
Oh, no. No. Dej.
No, no.
That was my whole body,
no, fuck
dude.
That shit,
you know
man.
What? You know what, bros? What? You what? Know what, dudes? You guys really dissed each other a lot in this episode. It was pretty good. I think it was really helped along by the diss one.
No,
it
dude.
It wasn't.
You also
it
didn't
wasn't.
Just do it for dissing.
Yeah, you fucking.
Well, it sort of helps out with a lot of different
yes,
podcast
you
elements,
bear.
Doesn't
you
it?
You dough bear.
No, no, no.
When you said shredded bear, I fucking got mad.
Yeah.
Me okay? too.
That's fine. I was just trying to get this guy's attention.
Eat your honeys.
Put a shirt
eat your
on.
Honey and berries.
Understand when there's a shredded bear sitting in front of you.
My dick's still big, though. It's got the memory mark.
Brian, did you get a haircut? I don't give a shit, man.
Well, yeah.
You should do it. Care. You should
it's
do it the other
I kept
way.
Getting caught in my gear.
The song's on. Some podcasts
are slow. Really? And
you don't know you're gonna have to speak up if you want people to hear you over the song.
That's why you do anything. I want to 10-minute
podcast. Hold on. Hold on. Let me get some water.
No. All right.
Well.
All right, dude. That's just gonna make you fucking more airy. Fucking
stay hydrated.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. Water you're going to buy something on Amazon, go to 10minutepodcast.com. You get to hit the Amazon link. We got all sorts of links and stuff.
That's Will Water Bear Sasso.
Go to...
nobody cares. I'm Brian the Kid
go,
Callen.
Go to... I haven't said my name yet.
Will Water Bear Sasso.
No, 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 no.
No,
no, no, no,
bear,
no,
it's
no,
not on Amazon. No, if you want to buy anything
water.
Else on Amazon...
Download to the 10-Minute Podcast.
The Water Bear.
Subscribe
Autobiography
to 10-Minute Podcast
by Will Sasso.
On fucking iTunes.
I'm just a water bear. I'm a
my
bear
name.
Made of water.
My name is Will Shredded
Bear.
Shredded
Bear.
Shredded Bear. Sasso. Sasso.
All right, Brian.
Say your name.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
Brian didn't.
And I'm Chris Hunt D'Elia, and I'm very raw. So what you see is what you get. I don't have any names. So.
Okay, so you know what, guys? We do a lot of. You know, we do a lot of clowning around on the show.
Yeah,
we do a lot of joking around on the show.
Yep. Yeah.
And one thing I was thinking is, you know, there's a lot of new TV outlets out there. There's Hulu, there's Amazon, there's Netflix. There are networks essentially just changing the game, changing the way we're going to watch TV.
Yeah, you're right.
There's people coming out with their own networks that are essentially apps.
Yep.
Network television is changing.
My website is basically
the cable.
A network.
Okay, dude, and so is everybody's. And cable TV is changing.
We get it. We get
and
it.
Well, here's what I was thinking.
Over-explain things, but yeah.
Here's what I was thinking. Yeah. We can use this platform, 10-Minute Podcast, because the three of us are actors.
Yeah.
I'm the best dramatic actor.
That's not true.
I don't agree with that, actually.
Well,
I come from...
I didn't ask you. I didn't
great,
ask you so much.
Great background.
A what? A great background?
Right.
Okay, well me too. I come from a great background.
All due respect. You come literally from Los Angeles, which is nothing.
No,
I come from New York.
He's from Jersey.
He's
I was
not,
well, I was on a teen series. It was sort of a Canadian, my so-called life, when I was coming up on Canada, yeah. shooting a lot of
it's
shit
co-
up
You know
there.
What it's
you
called?
You did a lot
you
of
know
stinky,
you know what
mildewy
called?
Theater.
You know what it was called?
Out of college.
My so-called life. That's what it was called.
My soul?
My so-called life.
It's called, it's in Canada, so who cares?
You just gave Brian the finger. Here's what I'd like to do with the time that we have left.
So-called life.
My so-called life, eh? Anyway, here's what I'd like to do. Oh, got a little gassy
because
all the
did.
Water I
yep.
drank.
That's
yeah,
annoying
you
as
gas
shit.
Bear. You gas bear, huh?
Anyway.
Shut up, man.
You bag of
shut
gas
up, dude.
For real.
Brian, shut up for real.
What's
you
your bag fucking
of gas
thing, thing that you want to do?
I want to do something serious.
Brian, shut the fuck up.
We should use, Brian, for real. Please be quiet.
You gas bear.
Please be quiet. We should use the avenue that, you know, the podcast, we should use the means that we have here to sort of improvise, because do a lot, you know, we improvise this show.
Sure.
Let's improvise like a gritty.
Drama.
Like drama
Ooh.
Type show.
I like
okay?
that idea.
Okay.
Now.
I like that.
Yes,
so,
I'll be the lead.
No, I wasn't going to say
that
you're lead.
I
was going to, because
I
knew.
I literally thought that he was just going to say
no,
that.
No, and you know what?
Say that.
And also the other thing is, I wasn't even going to cast myself.
Cast.
Shut up, I said. I wasn't even going to cast myself as the lead because
oh.
I know you two fucking dough goats are going to go off BOC style.
So are
that
you
means
direct?
Basket of Cats style. No, I'm not going to direct. We're all going to be in it. We're gonna, it's an ensemble.
Okay.
But let's do like real scenes. Okay, we'll stop and start the scenes. We'll try to build a show. We don't have much time left.
Great, let's go.
We have like 4 minutes.
Give us a scenario, here. Quickly.
Okay, so I think the show should be some sort of a procedural. We could do it about like, you know, there's
doctors?
Not... I like doctors. I like, how about ambulance drivers, like paramedics, stuff
like
that.
Like Third Watch.
That's good, man.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like, but it's a lot. It's like a work drama, like a workplace show.
Yeah.
But really, it's also about our fucking lives and stuff.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Right.
So can I start?
No, you can't because this was my idea and you're trying to kill the bit.
You are. You're trying to kill the bit before you even started.
You're kind of, you kill comedic bits?
No, no.
Kill
I want to do the dramatic.
Brian,
it's fucking unreal.
Procedural.
Let Will fucking do the thing.
Okay, you know, I'm going to let Brian start it. And so this is completely improvised.
Okay.
And but you have to sort of introduce my character.
He won't.
Okay. It,
and then you can play another character later because the three of us are the leads because it's a fucking ensemble.
Right.
Okay.
But this is going to be like the first thing. You decide what my job is.
Go ahead.
You start the scene. Like you're like the fucking the guy that
this
works
gonna
with
be
me
so
or whatever.
Fucked.
Okay.
Okay. And we can be at the bar, at the thing, at the gym, whatever.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. And we'll figure out who these guys are. Let me get some more water.
Okay. Well. All
right. Ready?
Yeah.
Moose.
Yeah. What's up?
Need your help, man.
What's up? You got it.
Got a big one. Mm-hmm. And she's lodged up in three stories up. Got to get it down.
Yeah. What exactly are you talking about, though?
She's a big woman.
Okay.
And
okay, so I'm going to stop you right there.
Well, I was just, okay.
Yeah,
all right,
I was just going to say that, you know, we got to let our audience know what the fuck we're talking about,
okay.
For sure.
Right. So,
right.
So now we're going to revise this.
I got it. I got it. I can help with that. Let's just go from there.
Okay, so we're going to go from there. You say the same thing.
Right.
So let me just...
Okay. No. Okay. We're gonna fucking say action. Say action.
Okay.
Will.
But wait. Action. But okay. We join the scene. Moose is sitting at his desk,
right?
Hiding the fact that he's drinking scotch.
Okay.
From his desk. Okay.
All right. Cool.
Because I have an alcohol problem.
All right. Okay. Cool. Say action.
Action.
Hey guys, sorry I'm late. What happened?
We got a big one.
I'm Craig.
Hey Craig.
Craig.
I know you know that already.
Craig.
But.
The three of us. Look, man. We got to take the ambulance. We got to get to this house. She's a big woman. She's stuck in three floors up.
Oh,
we
Christ.
We need Moose. We got to get her downstairs, and we got to go stat because her pressure's dropping.
It's a long line. Okay, now here's my line.
I'm kind of busy right now.
Moose?
You know what? You know what he's doing, don't you?
You and I can't do it.
You know what he's doing, though, don't you?
He's sober, man. I refuse to believe.
I tell you what, Chief.
Yeah.
Craig.
Yeah.
We can get up there and... see what's going on with this woman in distress, but I'm driving.
Look,
you know
gong, 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 gong.
You know what?
That's the end of the scene.
Oh, okay.
So I was going to say,
gong, 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 bang, gong, gong. So commercial. So tired of everybody talking about the way you clean your kitchen.
You don't have to do the commercial.
Right.
Doesn't have to be that.
All right.
Okay.
Why is your commercial guy such a whiny bitch?
Yeah, why is he tired of it?
Try new Solvitol.
There we go. Solvitol. Good, good.
Why is it, everybody?
You try new Solvitol for your minor aches and in your back.
That feels so much better.
No. It's like, tired of leaving your kitchen a mess. I'll do it, honey.
Okay, and we're back.
This is the place. Let's see what's going on in there.
Now, I got to warn you, Moose.
I don't know how we got here with him driving.
Man.
Yeah.
Rattling around. The sides of my head hurt.
Yeah.
Moose, listen. You lead point on this one.
Yeah.
All right. Because
listen, can I
got
just
a real protective grandson?
Can I tear you off for a second, Sarge?
Yeah, Craig.
Look, I don't think it's best if we let him do point because he's a mess.
Let go of me! And we look up and we see out the window. Moose and the woman are falling all the way out. Okay, then the action sequence.
Moose!
And you guys fucking run underneath and you get the thing. And I fall on Chief.
Okay.
The two of us fall on Chief. Now, we're in the hospital later.
Okay.
Okay, Chief's laid up. The woman died. Mm-hmm. And I'm not admitting that I have an alcohol problem because me and the big woman fell on Chief. Mm-hmm. Now, Craig and I are there, and I'm drinking out of a flask. Okay. How you doing, Chief? Make it so that people can hear
understand you.
Still a podcast. I've been
better. A
little more clear.
Don't do that.
Maybe a little more
do
clear.
Not do that. Just... Okay, Brian.
Why don't you just be a little bit...
Broke.
Okay.
From Moose Fall.
Okay, so right, now the
Moose
chief
fell.
Dies. Okay, so the chief is dead. Now it cuts. Your character's dead.
Oh,
your character's
dead. I'm sorry, but
no, your character's dead. Because
hey,
that was so annoying.
I want to talk to you.
Now it's him and I in the bar.
Moose, listen.
Okay, so you're dead. You're dead
Moose.
Now, so you can't talk.
Moose, okay. You really got to stop. We all know what's going on.
Well,
it led to two deaths.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something about dying, Craig. I do it a little bit on the inside every day.
Guys, good news.
Brian.
Guys, good news. The chief, he's pulling through. We thought he was dead, but he's pulling through.
Who's this guy?
You guys, we need you right now.
Okay, we'll be
hey,
right
it's
there.
Johnny. No, it's Johnny the liar. He always lies.
I smell alcohol.
See?
Get
he's
out of
lying.
Here, Johnny the liar.
Get out of here, Johnny the liar. That can't be true.
Guys, I promise you, man, I could show you, but
you
my phone
lied
died.
About everything.
I had a picture of him coming together, but my
Johnny
phone
the
died.
Liar. Get out of here.
You made
okay.
This.
Yeah, see you guys later.
Gung, 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 gung.
Okay, so now we're back at the office, and there's a little wake for Chief.
Yeah.
Okay, and Craig and Moose are talking at the office.
Well, sad to see him go. Even though he was a dick to me all the time, I'm going to miss him.
But he was still a person, and I really think that you should go get some help.
Yeah. Well, in the interest of having people tune in next week to see if I get help, I guess there are worse things in the world than knowing that people care about you. I suppose I should say thanks, Greg. But
it's,
that would mean
it's Craig.
It's thanks, Craig. And
go.
Fuck off.
You don't
fucking.
No, it's a sign.
All right, it's Brian's doing a sign.
Yeah,
it's a sign.
I guess it's true what they say. One life ends and another life begins.
Right.
Something flying through the air. Maybe it's the chief. Okay, is that what he meant?
Well, yeah, but that bird looks a little older than a day.
Right, because it's flying. It learned how to.
It's a sign, more just a sign than reincarnation.
Okay.
Gung, gung, gung.
What's up with you and the chapstick
don't
now?
Don't put chapstick on your lips like that.
Yawning chapstick guy.
Uh-huh. Very condescending.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you listen to 10-Minute Podcast.
I had to use chapstick because I fucking took a Snapchat today, and I sent it out to a girl, and then I looked at the picture later, and you could see how fucking chapped my lips were, and I got to, so I got to, I want to send out
your shadow.
What?
You're puddle shadow.
I got to use the fucking chapstick so I can Snapchat, is what I'm saying.
You're 34, and you do Snapchat. You're shadow.
Why do you sound like Shadow Stevens? Well, Shadow Stevens?
Because
he's shallow.
Shallow.
All right.
You guys don't get what it's like to be me doing it.
Well, that's a very annoying statement, which is going to infuriate me. So let's keep moving forward.
How do you Snapchat?
Really?
Well, I have it
you
on
just
my phone,
fucking
but
Snapchat,
I don't,
dude. You
I don't ever want to send one of those.
All right, well, then you don't need to know, do you? But I
guess
know,
I don't.
And I send them
Brian
out.
Brian doesn't even have the app on his phone.
Hey, by the way, if you ever send me a Snapchat of anything but your face or body, they
hey, man.
There are other things.
Yeah, that's not.
Nah. There
who
might
cares
be other
about
things.
That?
Take a hike. Take a fucking
well,
hike.
What about a cute
you know what?
Puppy or something?
I've got.
Yeah, bye. You're going to eat it?
Hey!
Fuck you! If you send me a Snapchat,
no,
you're being offensive, man.
It does. You know what? Don't have Snapchat.
Show me your butt.
Don't have it. Don't even have it,
Chris.
You add
it's
on.
Not for your.
No, don't have
it's
it.
It's not just for your appetites.
No,
please
no.
Don't be
people send Snapchats of driving in a car. Oh, it's raining. Yeah. Here's my Starbucks.
You know who?
Show me your butt.
No,
hey,
no
man.
No.
It's fucking ridiculous.
No, but don't. What do you mean? Your body? Or you want naked? Or yeah. What?
Show me your figure.
No.
Why did you turn into like a into a gangster from a Scorsese
being,
movie?
You're
when
being
you say
offensive,
that?
Dude.
Too.
Just show me your fucking figure.
No.
Wait. Just first Please. Of all, don't have it.
Show me your cute face and your figure.
No, Chris.
Chris, you gotta calm down.
Because it sounds like
you're getting
just
hungry.
Of women.
Nah, if you're a dude, don't have Snapchat. Don't be on my Snapchat.
Okay.
If
stop.
Add me and show me your figure.
Hey, you're
you
getting
have,
more and more licentious and
you've
disgusting.
Got the, you've got the goofy flu. You got to stop sounding like that.
Yeah, and you're
now
being
let me lay this,
offensive.
You're making the sick face. I wish people could see it.
He's being so offensive.
Oh, gee whiz. Listen, first of all,
Snapchat
rule,
is
rule
for
number one,
showing
no,
your fucking
no, wrong.
Bits.
No. This is so
Chris,
abhorrent.
Chris, please.
You cannot say
you
that.
You can't hijack the podcast
and just
with
say
this offensive
that.
Language.
That's terrible.
What right. Are you in a V-neck? Take it off.
No. Hey.
Show me your bits.
Chris.
That's terrible.
You're pawing the
wait,
air toward yourself.
Show
hold
me
on.
What you got
you're
under
being
that.
A, wait. No, you're being.
Hold on. You
got,
guys are missing the first rule.
You got lumps.
Okay. Hold on.
No.
First of all.
Show
first
me
of
what,
all.
Show me what's pink.
First
no,
of all. Guys, first of
Will,
all.
Stop him, Will.
Don't have Snapchat.
Threaten
don't
him.
Have it.
Sure, but if you got it.
You're not 13-year-old girl.
Let me see a little discoloration.
No.
Will, please threaten him. With violence.
Okay, Chris, I rebuke thee?
No, nah. He's being super offensive, nah. And I have to say on record that I am offended.
Yeah. Brian, do you
and
know
I'm
what?
I'm sorry to all our female
Chris
listeners.
Is completely devolved. And our male listeners.
Man, you're pawing at the air, and you're pawing the air toward you.
Brian,
like,
do you know what Snapchat is?
Yes.
Why are we talking about this? I don't even want to talk about
what's
this.
What's going to happen?
What?
What's going to happen?
What do you mean, what's going to happen?
If you got Snapchat, and if you listen to me, and you're sending Snapchats out, and you're showing a little discoloration.
No,
send,
no,
okay,
no.
So here's the
you're
thing.
You're shutting your neck
here's
for.
The thing. Here's the thing we want you to know about Snapchat. Send Snapchats to Chris. Do not send Snapchats to me. And for sure, don't send
no,
them to Brian.
No, you can send them to me if you
no,
want. I'll
Brian
take a look at what's
how,
going on.
You don't know how to put an app on your phone.
No, I have.
You wouldn't know how to access
it. I've had it before, and then I got rid of it.
Yeah, of course
you
got rid
of it. But I can easily get it.
You know why? Because you're 56.
No.
You understand that you shouldn't have it.
I'm much younger than that, though.
Well, so Chris is much younger than 56, but Chris has it. And I'm much younger than 56.
Look, so young. No, it's okay. But you, I'm not, listen, man, you, the only thing about you is you don't look young.
Let me, you're saying that so quietly and condescendingly. You look 40. Okay, Brian, you know what? Okay, so fucking Chris is talking about his chapstick and Snapchat and bits. I want to know this.
Yeah.
If you could design a phone app, what would it be? A social networking phone app. There's Snapchat.
He doesn't even know what that is. I'd love
disappears.
To hear this.
The pictures disappear after a while. What would you do? What would your app be?
It would be how would you make it be called how are you going
come up
to
on
make
the, mic,
the
though.
World better today?
Oh, that app would sell like fucking hotcakes.
Yeah,
dude.
It better be free because no one's going to
buy it.
I'm
not good with this whole app stuff, guys.
All right, Chris.
And what does that app do?
What does that app do?
It jots down your idea and it meshes it with other ideas so that we create a collective consciousness.
So let me get this. So let me get this straight. Via process of meta tagging, it sees similar words and patterns.
And everybody votes for the best idea.
And they come together as an amalgam and they sort of like create one idea using different ideas. Cool. I fucking hate it. I hate it and no one would buy it, even though I understand how it would work.
All right, so what's
Chris
yours?
Doesn't
what's
because
yours?
Chris is always...
Oh, I have a better one.
No, okay.
Can I?
What's yours?
Chris will take
this
Brian will take the second one, too.
Whatever. It's an app that allows you to take pictures of plants, and it tells you what plants are edible and what plants are poisonous.
Nope.
Zero copies.
Okay.
What's yours?
Mine would be, let's see. Oh, man. Mine would be, no, I think they already have this app. Don't they have an app where you would tweet something or whatever, but it's on a timer to disappear?
No, I don't.
So I'd thought about that a while ago. So don't. I'm hereby saying it out loud. I'm patenting it.
Okay.
So you can't use
it. I got one.
So mine is you would tweet something or share something, a post on Facebook or any media, and then and then it disappears.
All right. Well, mine's called the Real Snapchat.
Okay.
Now, here's what it is.
Okay.
If you want to,
Chris, don't be. Please.
No. This is a total legitimate business here.
Okay.
What you do is you download the fucking app and it takes pictures. For you. You take pictures of whatever, okay? Now, if those pictures happen to be... If those pictures happen to be of a Starbucks cup or the rain or you and your friends driving,
right.
you get a shock. You get a shock...
through the phone?
Through the phone.
That's illegal.
And it tases you.
Yeah, I wouldn't
and
do that.
You get pain.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay?
That's going to drain the battery.
Because
no one's
what
buy
you're
that
supposed
app.
To do
right.
with the real Snapchat
okay.
is
right.
it... Take a picture of a little bit of discoloration.
No, don't say
discoloration. A little bit of some bits.
You're
going to take a picture of your bolts?
No.
Then what you guys do
disgusting.
Is take a picture of your fucking big dick.
No.
Or a picture of your nipples.
No.
You might go
Chris.
In between your balls and
Chris,
your assholes.
Please,
here,
Chris.
I got it.
And
I got
send it out
here's
and you
my,
don't get shot.
Here's my,
would,
and it's a point system.
Okay,
one.
I've got one.
Go ahead.
Shut up. And I, because I said, here's one.
Yep.
And then Brian says, I got one. I got one.
Well,
here's
better.
One. I got one. Mine's better. I got one. Yeah, this is fun to fucking listen to.
Hey.
Fuck you guys. I'm sitting the rest of this out.
What's why?
Yours? No, I'm
what's
just
yours?
Joking.
What's
okay.
yours?
Mine's called Chris D'Elia's Snapchat.
Okay.
And,
I like the sound of it.
Yeah. And what we do is Chris gets some sort of money we agree upon that he gets paid. We take Chris. We lay him out. We do a completely nude photo shoot.
Well,
he spreads his anus. He gets his
God.
Dick hard,
no,
right?
No.
He beats it. He does all
like
sorts of stuff,
one.
Right? We just get him in all sorts of positions.
Who gets him
fucking all? Fucking getting fucked. Just, we got a team of people on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I don't think
there
was a good startup.
When you get, when you download Chris D'Elia's Snapchat, you get all these pictures.
You know.
You get all of these pictures.
I need to sign off on
and
this.
Depending on how much you pay for Snapchat, you get more and more.
So he's being manipulated in like
that's
a Turkish bath.
That's right.
Turkish
right.
men
and
mustaches.
The longer the app stays out, we got updates. So we take more and more pictures of Chris's holes.
Is it called Bendy?
No, I just said it's called Chris D'Elia's Snapchat.
Oh.
And the longer you go, the more updates you buy, the more pictures of Chris you can get. And even if you don't buy all those pictures, you can send pictures to your friends and receive pictures. The only caveat to that is they are only pictures of Chris's discoloration.
Yeah.
So if somebody sees
and being twisted and turned.
So if somebody sees me out. they can beat the shit out of me and lay me down and take nude pictures of me and send them to each other?
Sure.
No. They can do that too.
Sure.
Well, that's kind of weird, what you just said.
Well, it's all very weird.
No, what I'm saying is this is all very controlled. It's like a photo shoot, right? All the pictures of Chris, very high quality. Yeah. There's makeup. There's everything. His beard is coiffed. It all looks good.
He's in robes. Sign off on this.
Yeah, no, you're going to sign off on
You're going to sign off on it.
And you're going
to
make a lot of money.
You're Suge Knighting me.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to hang you off a balcony by your ankles or anything like that. You're going to get paid.
Vanilla Ice.
But yeah, that's signed it. Vanilla Ice.
I'm not doing that. You're Suge Knighting me.
You're going to like this. And everyone's going to like it. Stay tuned for Chris D'Elia's Snapchat.
No, guys.
And we'll also get some pictures of Brian's asshole and dick.
Why?
Yeah, I like that.
Hey, it's podcast time with the pals again.
It's not what it's called. That's not what the pals thing is called.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10 Minute Podcast.
Yeah, it's pals podcasting. Podcasting time with them pals.
Yeah.
Welcome to the 10 Minute Podcast. If you're going to buy something on Amazon, go to 10minutepodcast.com. You hit the Amazon banner, you get your shit for the same price. You know how that was. Well, people do it, Chris. It's a lot of fun. And then please tell all your damn friends about it. Just tell everybody. Run into another room right now and tell everybody about the show. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Get the show that way and rate and review it on iTunes.
Yeah.
And my name is Will Gladiator Helmet Face Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Kellen.
And Chris has reduced his "I'm Chris D'Elia, I ain't got no nickname because I'm rock" is what you get. Two, all right. You know, last week we had a show at the
live
show at the Hollywood Improv.
Yeah.
It's Thursday today.
Chris had more energy then.
It should be in the stores by now. You can get it in the in iTunes. Get it on iTunes or Amazon Music or Google Play stores for $1.99. You can listen to the live show.
What the fuck is Google Play?
What the fuck is Google Play?
Hey, Google Play. Be iTunes. Get rid of your billboard on fucking Cahuenga and just be iTunes.
Hey,
man.
Google Play. Beat it, nerd.
Hey, Google Play. Way to be way too late.
Hey, Google Play. Thanks for buying up half of Venice and turning it into Silicon
Beach. Google Play. You're like Brian Callen when he came to Vine.
Yeah, that's actually true, though.
That's pretty good, guys. I'm taking a piss out of myself.
You're British? Here's the
I'm taking a piss out of myself.
Yeah, we had a great time at the live show. Check that out.
You guys hogged the mic a little bit, though. I had to end up being a pillar of support.
No, but I'll tell you what did happen. And when you buy the show and listen to it, by the way, over an hour and a half of unedited audio, and you know, hit the banner at 10minutepodcast.com for it, or iTunes, you search it, Amazon MP3 Music. Hey, Chris, how would you get it on Google Play?
I don't know. You just write Google Play 10-Minute Podcast Live, I guess, in Google.
I hope it's out by now or else we're going to sound like a bunch of buffoons.
If
it ain't out today, it's out fucking tomorrow or the next day.
If you guys came to the show the other night,
yeah,
thank you. And if you came just to see me, I'm sorry, but you can see me in Connecticut. I'm going to be in Connecticut tomorrow night at the Foxwoods Theater.
Okay, fine.
What's the apology for?
I'm sorry that those guys were there, but they won't be there with
me
this time.
Hey, man, those guys were sitting right here.
What the flip, man?
Don't
say that.
Like that. We were really good, too.
In Connecticut.
Hey, you know,
I've done Foxwoods.
I never plug shit going on. I got a movie out right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called Hit by Lightning. Everyone go buy it on iTunes. That's real easy to figure out.
Tweet me
movie. It's also on video on demand, and it's in some theaters.
If you want to see me really put power out there, if you're at the Tempe Improv this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's where I'm at.
If you're my fan, don't go.
Okay, so here's our call to arms. If you're in Connecticut, go to Chris's show. If you're in Tempe, go to Brian's show. If you're in Tempe, don't go to Brian's show because Chris said
my fans. He
said
so.
No, man.
I have fans in Tempe.
Wait, what are you saying? Hold on, regardless of
where you are, get Hit by Lightning starring John Cryer, myself, Stephanie Shostak, my good buddy Jed Reese.
I'm setting parameters from now on.
That's on iTunes. Okay, it's on video on demand. And in
I'm
some
having
theaters.
An out time every
hit
time we
by
record.
Lightning.
Okay, we'll have an out time.
Hit by Lightning.
Hey, shut the
fuck
up, bro.
Will,
sorry.
I don't give a shit about your stupid movie.
Whatever.
I don't care.
I never plug shit on this.
Well, don't plug shit.
You guys are always plugging
shit.
This
ain't
a plug shit.
That's not the mic.
This is not for plugging. This is for comedy.
I never say anything.
What were you going to say?
I've got movies coming out, TV shows all the time. I am all over the place. Most recently with Hit by Lightning.
Shut the fuck up about your dumb movie,
all right,
bro.
Whatever.
Chris, what?
I'm starting to set parameters, dude. That's how it is.
What do you mean?
Like, when my alarm goes off, I leave. When I fucking go, I'm setting. If we're going to record till this time, Then that happens. That time happens. Then I leave.
Okay. Well, what time are you leaving today?
It doesn't matter because it's not the same time as whoever's listening to.
Let me just regardless of where, because people are listening to it on their time, and that's because it's a podcast. But you don't know how podcasts
work. He doesn't get it
because you're 61. But no. here's what's up. Let me peel that onion back a little bit. We record a bulk of these at the same time. You may have listened to an episode. You will be listening to an episode soon next week, probably, where Chris is very upset with Brian.
He's mad at me.
We're going back in time a little bit and doing it Pulp Fiction, twisting it around the other way because Chris is a little calmer now than he was when we recorded that other
episode. I wasted a lot of Chris's time today.
And you can listen next week to see what we're talking about.
I'm sorry,
but this episode is airing today, Thursday. Thursday? Thursday.
Not Thursday. It airs on Thursday.
Chris, are you less mad at me now, maybe?
Yeah, but you did it last week, too.
Well, last week I had a better excuse.
And you did it at the live show.
And I was mad at you guys.
If you listen to the live show, you will hear the story of Brian straight up not showing up to hang out with Chris and I at Cantor's
Deli. Because I was mad. I was just down the road and I was mad and I was like, I'm going home.
You were mad because it was your fault. It was your fault.
Kind of it was.
No, not kind of. Your fault.
I was so mad I had to sit in traffic for an hour and a half, and then I had to go to Cantor's. I didn't want to do that.
It wasn't about the place we're eating. It was about where we were supposed to meet and talk about the fucking live show. You dick.
God, don't call me that, though, you know?
You are, though. I wouldn't call you that, but...
But if you put the in front of it, it's a disrespectful.
And then you went like this to me. You know what you texted me when I was really mad? You went, what is that?
Watch this.
What are you doing?
Straight up what's happening.
Chris,
now.
What are you doing? Chris.
You take it easy, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Where are you going? At least finish the podcast, man.
He's not.
He's just leaving.
All right, Brian, calm down.
He fucking just left.
Back
he set his
the
alarm.
Mic, you're gonna yell.
He's literally leaving for real.
Okay. Let me explain to our audience what's going on.
Man. Fuck, he's so mad at me.
He set an alarm. As we're recording this, it is 7 p.m., and he set an alarm. He said, I have to leave at 7. He's like, I got to check in on the dogs, I got to eat, and then I got to set. So, I mean, would I stick around for the last 4 minutes of a podcast episode? Me personally, yes, I would.
Yeah.
Does Chris not go that extra mile? I don't think that's what's in question. What is certain is that he told you he's going to start setting some boundaries with you.
That's fair.
How do you feel about these boundaries?
Well,
that Chris
here's
is
what
setting
I feel. I feel like I need to start being on time. And I have a problem with time, and it's a psychological thing, and I need to actually confront it. And today is the day that I will fucking never be late again.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. He just texted me. Do you want to read what does that bottom message say that Chris just sent me?
Brian ain't shit.
Well, that's good.
That's not cool. I have to text him. What do I text him back?
Text him I showed you. Tell him the episode's going really well without him. So, he said, Brian ain't shit.
Hey, man. Will showed me what you said.
And if you think about it, this is actually Chris actually continuing to contribute to this episode. Because now there's a little less than 3 minutes left, and we're talking about how he texted me and said, Brian ain't shit. So, in a way, he's still here. You know what else I want to talk about right now? Now that Chris is out of the room, now it's just two guys who are both Mad TV alums.
Yeah.
Representing the first 7 seasons of Mad TV.
Right. And you went
to
that.
And what I like to refer to as the golden age of comedy, the mid-90s to early Y2Ks. I might be joking
biased.
A little bit there. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but
how was
Brian,
that?
You were on Mad TV the first 2 seasons. Yeah. I was on the next 5 seasons because the house was Sassel Bill.
No.
And we had a reunion panel on the main stage in front of everybody at the LA Convention Center at the Stan Lee Kamikaze.
How was that?
Myself, Alex Borstein, Nicole Sullivan, Mike McDonald, Mo Collins, Deborah Wilson, Pat Kilbane, Phil Lamar was there. He wasn't going to make it. Then he made it. Stephanie Weir.
Wow.
So why weren't you there?
Well, I don't know, man. Chris just texted me back, nah, I'll shit on you. That's outrageous.
So you weren't there. You weren't at that either. And you know what? That was one of the questions. One of our 10-minute podcast listeners was in the... Hey, Brian, eyes off your phone. Hey, Brian,
I'm telling him to apologize.
And one of our listeners was at the... I would imagine several people who listen to the 10-Minute Podcast were there because they kind of, you know, brought it up and hooted and hollered and we appreciate you. But they said, where the fuck is Brian? People were screaming from the audience, where the fuck is Brian?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I told them. I told the main stage at the LA Convention Center, which, by the way, got a bigger turnout than Stan Lee himself.
Damn. I would have gone. Reunion. I don't know if I could.
A lot of those people have not been on the same stage for around 15 years.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it.
It must have been pretty cool, right?
I haven't been on the same stage as Phil. I know him. I mean, we're buddies, and I know him personally. I see him all the time.
It's great.
Yeah. We haven't been on the same stage since 2000.
Was it moving to you?
Yeah, it was nice. I'll tell you what was interesting about it is that we're also, you wouldn't tell by listening to this show, but we've all grown up so much that it was a very nice give and take, and everyone was very complimentary.
Oh, is that right?
And no one really jumped out too hard.
Back in the day, it was just my death.
We were so, everyone was gnarly back in the day and very competitive and a fun crew, but weird and hardcore. My good buddy Alex Borstein, who's one of my best friends in the world, said pussy out loud in front of everybody, and there was a kid there. That was pretty funny.
Oh, that's good.
But she doesn't give a fuck because she's funny as shit. She's funnier than you. Why aren't you there? Listen to you.
I feel bad.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Why is it that you feel bad?
Because I kept Chris waiting for an hour.
What about me?
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
All right, hold on a second. Brian, before you say a damn thing, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. Buy stuff through Amazon on our website, 10minutepodcast.com. Tell your friends about the show, rate, review it, and subscribe to it on iTunes. Thanks a lot. My name is Will, the Chief Engineer of Laughter and Cheer Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
And that's Chris D'Elia over there. He's very pissed off, and he has a right to be. What I'm going to do is I'm going to check out for a second. I'm going to eat some of this fucking food you brought here, because go fuck yourself, Brian, and you have some things to say to Chris.
Okay, so here's
the thing. I'll leave it to you guys.
I left Chris
hanging. Hand me the bread.
Hanging.
Notice how I get off the mic when I do
told
this.
Chris that I wanted to hang out. Well, no, I was on my way to Will's, and then we were going to meet at a coffee shop beforehand, and I stopped my car and took a little nappy poo. And thinking I was just going to rest for 5 minutes, I woke up 25 minutes later. And I was like, oh, my God. Well, it's okay because Chris is probably stuck in traffic too. And I drove, and then you'd been waiting there for an hour. So I'm sorry.
Phones.
I know, and you called me a bunch, but I didn't know. But I didn't even think you were really necessarily going to meet me there.
Phones.
I should have called you, and I apologize.
I called you.
You know what happened? My phone was on silent.
Phones.
So I didn't have, I'm sorry. I am really sorry. I didn't, and I want to make it up to you, and I will make it up to you.
How?
Well, I'll do something nice for you. What do you want me to do?
I want you to always have your phone and always use it. And because it's 2014, and you can always just call someone or have them call you.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I'm going to switch
always
over.
Answer me. I don't give a fuck what you switch to.
Yeah.
I want you to always answer me within 10 minutes of when I text you or call you. Always.
Okay.
And okay. I don't give a shit.
I would do my best on that, but if I'm sleeping, you know.
If you're sleeping, fine. But also I would ask another thing of you. When you're going to meet me, don't sleep.
That's fair. That is fair.
Those two things.
Yeah, that's fair. I should not have fallen asleep and taken a nappy poo, but I was so freaking tired I wanted to be fresh.
I'm enjoying this baguette and what is this, capicola or something? Is it prosciutto?
It's a special dry-aged ham.
It's really good. I'm enjoying it, but I just want to interject for 1 second.
Yeah.
Please don't say nappy poo. Okay, go ahead.
Well, it was a nappy poo technically.
Anything
under 5 minutes is a nappy poo, right? So
no,
but it was a half hour nappy poo.
Well,
so it's not
was 25 minutes,
it
like an idiot.
It wasn't under 5 minutes. It was too long.
Right.
And I would have went home and fucking helped my dogs and shit, but I didn't. I fucking went to the coffee shop, and now I'm here, and my dogs are maybe dead.
I will say this, you know,
I didn't kill your dogs. I mean, that's a little much, isn't it?
I will say this, actually, and this is something that came up at the beginning of our live show that we had, depending on when you're listening to it, whatever, we had a live show. And we were talking about this on the live show, which you can purchase on, Where can you purchase it? You can get it on iTunes, and you can get it on Amazon Music and Google Play and all that. Probably by the time you're listening to this. If not, check back. And what was said was, hey, Brian, please show up where you say you're going to show up, because we were hanging out at Cantor's and you did the same thing. You straight up did not show up.
It just makes no sense.
Well, no. The Cantor's thing was a little different because I was so mad because I had to drive an hour and a half.
Circumstances aside, when you say you're going to be somewhere.
It doesn't make sense.
No. Phones.
No, my
phones.
Yeah, my phone died.
No. But wait. Could just your side of the argument is your phone died.
Well,
I fucked
phone's
up.
My phone's shitty and it doesn't charge.
But what I have to say to that, I'm gonna have to go. I have to agree with Chris on this. Phones.
Yeah,
it's fair that I.
Phones.
I fucked phones. Up.
You, the only reason why you ever fuck up is phones.
Yeah.
And everyone's got one. 12-year-olds have them.
No, I need to be more.
And if I text you, just text back.
Yeah. Or I didn't
call
get
back.
Text though.
But. Yes, you did.
No, actually, but you called, but you didn't text me.
Phones. Yes, I did. I texted you. Mm-mm. Phones.
Mm-mm. Hold on. Let me just see. I don't think you texted me after I took my nappy poo.
Don't call it a nappy poo.
Okay, let me just see something. And I do really feel no shit bad about this. Here.
Well, I'm chewing on some aged ham.
Where are you? No, here I got this. No, see. On the other line, didn't hear my phone. Hey. Hey, man, I told you. And yeah, so I didn't get any text from you, actually. I got a call from you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I called you 4 times.
I know, and and my phone was on silent, so I didn't hear it. So from now on, I'm going to put my phone not on silent as saying I'm sorry to you.
You're not going to do that, though.
I am going to do it.
Hey, I'm just finishing chewing up some of this bread, and I'm noticing something that's getting me blood red mad.
What?
And that's... flour from the bread on your mic,
you fucking, and his shoulder, this fucking guy.
I do have it
on the top of the mic on this side. Look, look at it over here.
Yeah,
look at that. That's an annoying sound. You fuck up so many episodes, man.
I kind of fuck up a lot of episodes.
But look at how pissed Chris is.
He's really pissed.
We've known Chris a long time. I can tell when he's legit pissed.
Chris,
can I tell you something? Chris is an easygoing guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's
a great guy.
He's one
of my best friends in the world.
I don't butter him up. He's literally pissed. Look at him. He's chewing on the heel of the bread now.
Chris.
No, Chris, don't provide any dialogue.
Chris is wearing camouflage sneakers.
Just chew the rest of your fucking bread. Go for it.
Ask Chris why he's wearing camouflage sneakers. It's
I'm asking
awesome.
You to finish chewing your bread.
But look how smart he is. Tell him, Chris.
No, I'm not answering anything because you fucking want me to.
To eat that last piece of bread. Listen,
everybody,
listen. This is a podcast. This is our podcast.
Well,
hey, I'm going to show up a half hour late because nappy poo, and now he's having some bready
bye.
Bready by a nappy poo.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with bread at night. Well, ask Chris why he's wearing camouflage sneakers.
Hey, Chris. No.
What, Will?
I don't fucking know, dude. I don't feel motivated to even ask him the question.
Ask him why he's wearing fucking camouflage sneakers.
I did it in my own way. Hey, Chris. Na-na-na-na-na.
I don't understand, Will.
Well, I guess
Chris. Will, you're being resistant.
Impasse.
Please ask him the question.
Okay. Chris, why you wah-wah-wah-wee? See, Brian?
What happens?
He wanted to know why you're wearing
poo,
camouflage sneakers.
You take a nappy poo, you crunch on the bready by.
I'll answer if Will asks me.
Will.
Hold on.
Ask him the fucking question.
I will, but I have to take a sip of my coffee.
It's brilliant.
My iced
He's a
coffee.
Very smart guy, and he's like one of my closest, dearest friends. And I love Chris.
You don't treat me like him.
I'm sorry. I will. From now on tonight, I'm going to treat you that way.
I'm going to call you later tonight, and you have to pick up the phone.
What time are you going to call me? I might be asleep.
No, I'm not going to call you when you're asleep. I'm going to call you when I call you, and you're going to fucking answer the phone.
Okay, I'm
And if
fine.
You don't, you're going to call me back
okay.
within 10 minutes.
All right, I will.
What's with the 10-minute thing?
Okay, now are you not mad at me anymore if I do that?
I'm still mad.
He's mad.
Well, how long are you going to be mad? I hate when people are mad at me.
I don't know how
Chris,
long I'm
here's,
mad.
Don't here's, be mad anymore.
Here's the paradox that is Chris D'Elia. One of the easiest going guys yet... will hold a grudge to his grave.
No.
That's not true.
And that's, oh, yeah. And that is a bad combination.
Chris, listen. Hey.
He will never forget
Chris,
this, Brian.
It's Brian, man.
Yeah, all right.
Come back.
Nah.
Hey. Chris.
See?
It's Brian. Come back.
I'm too busy. I'm too busy, dude.
Hold on, bro. You can never be too busy for friends. Look at me. Hey, bud. You remember? Come back, man. All the times we had in the comedy store and the improv.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And how about the Laugh Factory when we'd be joking around all the time on the stage?
I respect that, man.
Come back, come back.
If I came to... If I let you know something, I'll hang out.
No, man. You don't have energy for me anymore. Chris, come back. Please back come back. Mic, what man. Do you want me to do? I'll do whatever you want.
I want you to always have your phone.
No problem. I'll do it.
Yeah, but I don't know that yet. You have to trust. I have to. It takes time.
No. How much time do you think?
You got to prove to me. Trust and use your phone.
I will. Call me right now. I'll fucking answer.
I'm with you.
He's with you. Phones. That's not how phones work. Phones.
Fuck. Phones.
I think maybe you're just too old for this shit.
No, I'm not.
Brian, hold on. For friendship? Brian too old for friendship?
Yeah, in this day and age. No. It just surpassed him. Like, you would be a great friend in fucking 72.
No, dude. I can be socially responsible with my phone.
I don't think so. You're going to have to prove it to me, dude.
That's crazy, man.
This is me bummed out, dude. The fucking audience gets to see me in all sides of me now, I guess. I always thought it was just going to be fun loving Chris or pissed off Chris.
I'll buy you something. What do you want? I'll buy you a gift. What do you want?
Hookers.
Chris, that's not legal.
Oh, yeah. No, just give me a sandwich.
What kind of sandwich?
Turkey.
So let's just have a real conversation.
Yeah, then. Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Good.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
Any of that, like, Hulkamania stuff, just real podcast,
that's
brother.
All. We're
like
do
a real podcast,
yeah,
dude.
This is the 10-Minute Podcast,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, dude.
And you listen to it.
Yeah, brother.
Chris and Will couldn't be here. It's just me and one of our favorite guests. This is the third appearance, Hulk Hogan.
Welcome to 10-Minute Podcast, brother.
Okay.
And it's like the NWO of podcast, brother. Oh, you got Brian the Kid Talon, brother.
They know.
That no good Chris D'Elia, brother, heel. And then you got my brother from another mother, dude, riding on the back of that red and yellow Harley, brother.
Yeah, that's right.
My man, okay. Will Sasso, brother. Okay.
Yeah,
we're not going to do all that
right? Hulkamania.
No.
We're not going to talk about training, saying the prayers, and eating your vitamins, brother.
We're not going to
Just
do
like
that.
I did when I slammed that Andre the Giant down through the mat at WrestleMania 3, brother, in front of 93,175 screaming Hulkamaniacs, brother.
I
slammed that
Bring
dirty Andre the Giant right down
Hulk.
In front of Bobby the Brain Heenan,
Hulk.
Brother. That no good weasel Heenan,
Terry.
Dude.
Well,
right?
I don't know. Well,
let's just bring it down.
All right,
we'd
brother.
Like to know.
Yeah, like a real podcast.
Well, let's get
brother.
To know.
Because last time,
let's get the man
I was
know
a little
the man
too
behind the facade.
Amped up, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Well,
we're not
going
to do any of that Hulkamania.
No, we'd like a lot of people would like to know who the
real Hulk Hogan.
Man is behind.
Right. Yeah, brother.
You know, the costume and all the lights and all
yeah,
the craziness.
Dude. Well, you had Rowdy Roddy Piper out there in his kilt, dude.
Right, and so you guys all wore these outfits.
Getting that heat, dude.
Right. But
I had that red and yellow, brother.
No, okay, I know.
All right.
But what I'd like to do for a second is just kind of get an idea of who you really are when the lights and the cameras and the makeup and all
the saying your prayers, the training, the eating your vitamins, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know that guy.
Yeah, brother.
But I want to know, and I don't know, actually.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know
right.
who the real,
well,
who's the man behind Hulk Hogan? Who's the man when
yeah,
everything,
brother.
All the music stops? What do you do to wind down? What do you do when you're talking to your mother? What do you do when you're, I don't know, what do you think about when you're not thinking about wrestling?
Yeah, brother.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. It's a good question, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think about?
Well, you know, I had King Kong Bundy in WrestleMania 2, brother.
No, I know.
And I slammed that King Kong Bundy right down through the map,
not
brother.
Not that guy. Hold on.
Is that what?
Your real name is Terry Bollea.
Well,
let's talk a little
that,
bit about
brother. Hulk Hogan. Well,
yeah, but that is your real name. Right. I mean, okay.
You know,
when you're not Hulk Hogan,
keep it kayfabe, brother.
When you're not Hulk Hogan, you're Terry Bollea. Your parents call you Terry, right? Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well,
dude.
But we do.
I'll tell you what, though. That Captain Lou Albano, and he got Cyndi Lauper, dude, back with the Brawl for It All, and that Rowdy Roddy Piper and Cowboy Bob Orton.
Can we not? What do you think about besides?
He smashed that.
I would like you not to use the word. Can you not use the word smash anymore?
And then I went and got
Can you not use the word smash or Matt? Is it possible for you to not use?
WrestleMania 1.
Stop.
Well.
No.
WrestleMania 1, dude.
Okay, hold on.
All right, brother.
Okay, hold on.
If you want to.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you think it's possible to conduct an interview where you don't say Smash, Matt, or Wrestle?
Well.
And if you don't mention any wrestlers' names, well, is that possible?
Yeah, but brother, you want your podcast to do box office? I mean, you want to draw?
I am not really that interested right now. What I'd like to do is get to know who you are.
Well, let me tell you something.
When
brother,
you're not Hulk Hogan.
You got a podcast, brother. It's like Podcast Mania, dude. And that's what you have here. It's just like the NWO, brother.
Yep.
Just like I align myself with Kevin Nash, dude.
Nope, don't say
and,
any
and
wrestlers'
Scott
names.
Hall, brother.
No wrestlers'
That's
names.
Just like you
no.
and Will Sasso.
No, it's not.
And Chris
it's not
Lea,
like
brother.
That. It's not like that at all.
This is the new world order of professional wrestling,
no,
brother.
No, I said
and
not
these
to
are
say
the men
wrestling.
I choose to align myself with. And let me tell you something, Mean Gene. All of this garbage in the ring, that represents all you fans out here,
no,
brother.
No, it doesn't, though. It doesn't.
Because
it's very different.
The NWOites
what?
For life,
what
brother.
Is NWO?
And we're too sweet, dude.
What is that?
The New World Order, brother.
Okay, can you just talk to me for a second?
I mean, if you want to do
can
a podcast.
Can we not do? I do, but
yeah,
I'd like to know who Terry
Bollea
is. It's
Podcastmania, brother.
Okay.
If you want to ass every 18 inches, brother.
I don't.
You want to fill that arena,
I don't.
Dude. Well.
I don't.
Well.
No, not well.
Well,
I don't. Stop it, saying well. No, you're saying well. No, look at me. Stop. Don't say it. No. No.
Well.
No.
Well.
No.
You got to remember, dude. It was the 80s, brother. It was
what?
A different time,
what was?
Dude. Well.
No, don't say it. Stop saying well. Stop saying well. I'm going to freak out.
Freak out, brother. Randy the Macho Man Savage, brother.
I don't want
my
you
brother
to mention,
from another mother, dude.
Please stop
the
mentioning
King
wrestling.
Macho Man
I
Randy
like
Savage.
I would like to not talk about
lovely
wrestling.
Miss Elizabeth,
please
dude.
Don't talk
we
about
We had
wrestling.
Some real heat, brother.
I don't care.
And then we
not.
Took it to the ring, brother. And then we had the meeting of the madness and the mania.
Hulk.
And that's how the mega powers were
Terry,
formed, brother.
I never listened
We could reach the
what?
Ionosphere, brother. We could reach the stratosphere
Terry?
With the madness
Bollea.
And the mania as one guiding force. We could go ahead
Hulk,
and take the whole WWF. The whole WWF, brother.
I don't, and I've never watched
brother.
Professional wrestling.
Yep.
I think it's fake. I think it's a bore, and I'm not interested. I watch real sports. Can you please talk about anything besides wrestling? Is it possible? Just tell me.
Yep.
True. Can you or can you not?
Well.
Don't say well. Don't please don't say well again. I really am losing my mind. I just want to do a real podcast with you. You told me you'd be a real person,
yeah,
man.
Brother. Yeah,
so
brother.
Can you answer one question?
Like a real
can you look
podcast.
Me in the eye?
Well.
Shh. Can you keep it? Don't say well.
Well.
No, don't. Well. Hold on. Look at me in the eye. Keep your mouth shut.
I'm looking
keep
you
your
in
mouth
eye,
shut.
Brother.
Look me in the eye. Keep looking at me in the eye.
Well.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Ask a mania,
I want
brother.
A straight answer. I want
answer mania, dude.
No.
All right,
no,
dude.
No.
Dude.
Keep
yeah,
mouth
brother.
Shut. Mouth shut. Well. I don't want to hear you. No.
It was a different time back then, brother. It was the 80s, dude.
I don't give a shit about the 80s, bro.
All right.
I don't give a shit about wrestling.
All right, dude.
I don't give a shit about Hulk Hogan.
Well,
I
Hulk
wanna...
Hogan, brother. Hulk Hogan.
Well, you're Terry Bollea.
Well.
So what I want to ask you, if you could just be a human being for 1 second.
Well.
Stop
go ahead,
going no.
Well.
Please keep your mouth shut and look at me. Keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything.
Mouth shut a mania, brother.
Don't say another word.
Word of mania.
Shut
dude.
Up. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up,
keep
a mania,
mouth
brother.
Mouth shut.
Yep.
I swear to God, you're a huge man.
Well.
I swear to God, I'll attack you physically.
I don't know. Well,
no.
Yeah, well, let me just have a question for. I have a question for you, bro.
Go ahead.
I have a question for Brian.
Go
Callum.
Fucking ahead.
What you gonna do when Podcast Mania and my brother from another mother, Will Sasso,
God.
And the largest arms in the world, the 24-inch pythons?
I'm
wild on you, brother. You see that? That's just getting heat, brother. I got to cut that promo, dude. Get that heat, because I might have to drop a leg on you in the middle of the ring. You'll be down for the count, brother.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd beat the fuck out of me.
Yeah, brother.
Can you?
Well, I was just, you know. Adding a little, you know, you got to get that pandemonium running wild, brother.
Do you think? Do you
podcast,
think God exists?
You won't be able
do you
to
think,
draw,
do you
brother.
Think you're going to heaven? Do you think you're going to hell? Are you ashamed of?
Well, let me tell you something about the big God, brother. He's my brother from another mother,
no,
dude.
He's not.
My father from the mother.
Yeah, well, you just
our heavenly father, brother, and he's riding on the front of that. Red, yellow Harley,
oh,
brother.
Oh, God, man.
Yeah, dude.
Is everybody on that Harley?
If
how
there was
big
like
is
a
that
cigarette boat,
Harley?
Brother, around Tampa Bay,
there's
brother.
Not.
Tampa Bay, Florida, dude.
Yeah, that's
we're
where you're
riding
from.
In that cigarette boat, brother. It's me, it's G.O.D., and it's my brother from another mother, Brutus
is
the Barber
idea
Beefcake,
what heaven
brother.
Is that heaven
beautiful
for you?
Brutai, dude.
Okay, is that your idea for heaven? Is that what you want to do, is ride around on a cigarette boat in Tampa Bay?
Well,
is that what you want to do? Is that heaven?
Oh.
I mean, what is heaven to you?
Where
you haven't thought about anything, have you? I mean, you haven't really thought these things through, have you?
Training, saying
my prayers and eating my vitamins.
Brother. the three commandments of Hulkamania.
No.
That's what all the kids want, brother.
Can you just
Hulkamania will never die,
will
brother.
Will you please have a real conversation with me for a second?
Well, yeah,
let's just
brother.
Start real simple.
Let's start real conversation,
let's start
brother.
So
we had the brawl for it all. We had WrestleMania 1.
Did you come from a big family or a small
Jimmy
family?
Jimmy Superfly Snuka, brother, versus Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff, dude.
That was in the 80s.
Rowdy
it
Roddy Piper.
Matter.
They had that dirty Bob Orton with them, dude.
I know. That's fine. Great.
All right, brother.
Listen, congratulations.
What do you want to talk about, dude?
What do I want to talk
it's
about?
It's your podcast, brother.
It's not.
It's podcast mania,
you've taken over
dude.
My podcast. You are... Listen.
Well.
No, not well. What? Stop saying well. Please stop saying well.
Well.
No, don't say well.
Right. Well.
No. You know, keep saying well.
We got to go home now, brother. This is that point where, you know...
Nothing has been
accomplished. The referee would be
you
whispering in your ear
have
going,
a real
we got to go home, brother. Whether you're facing Big John Studd, you're facing Big Yokozuna,
God,
or the one-man gang, brother.
Podcast.
Or Hakeem, the African Dream, dude.
I finally
with Slickster, brother, right by his
myself,
side, dude.
And
you got the honky-tonk man, brother. You got the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov.
It doesn't matter.
Or the Dream Team with Greg the Hammer Valentine, brother. Brutus Beefcake.
Or
those British Bulldogs, brother. Davey Boy.
Professional.
Dynamite
Wrestling,
Kid,
I think it's
or
fake.
Bret Hart, the best there is, best there was,
oh,
the best
God
there ever will be, brother. That's what podcast means.
No, it's not.
Go ahead, ask your question.
I don't have any more questions, man. I don't have any.
That's
more.
Right. What you gonna do when podcasting Hulk Hogan and the largest arms in the world run
shoot
wild
myself in the
on you,
face.
Brother?
Okay, you ready to go? Brian's giggling. Close the fucking door. Ah, oh, what a mess. Can you hear that? Shut up, dude.
Right.
No, not yet.
Hey, Dove.
No.
Dove,
hold on. Hold on.
You don't know how long they last.
Kayla. Shut up, Brian.
Come on, man. Answer the phone.
Shut up. Fucking around. Just shut up.
No, fuck
up.
Dove.
Okay, all right. Answer it. All right.
Hey, Dove.
No, that's not Dove. What does that say?
Dove, chat. Accept. Yeah. Hey, Dove.
You got me.
Okay.
Hey, buddy, sorry. And that's Kayla on the other end, but we're going to go with you first.
Wait a second.
This is our first phone call. I'm excited.
All right. Hold on a second.
You hold
trying
on.
To hook up, baby.
Yeah.
I can't even hear this guy.
What are you
okay.
saying,
Brian, shut your fucking mouth for a minute.
You shut up.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. Oh, you're going to buy something on Amazon. I don't know who you are yet, but shut up, dude.
Hey,
wait.
Man.
Brian, shut up. Chris is the only one
he
doing
called
it right.
Us. He called
Brian,
us.
Brian, back off the fucking mic if you're going to yell.
Hey, Dump,
okay,
stay
no,
there.
No, just shut up. Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. Okay, if you're going to buy something on Amazon, go to 10minutepodcast.com. Buy
that
it that
doesn't
way.
Matter.
Brian, Chris, you pipe up just to
hey,
say that.
My
name
doesn't
is
matter.
My name is Will, the Mesomorphic Minotaur Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
I'm Chris. I'm a nickname Ro.
Yeah. Okay. So here's what's up. We just
head right there.
This
what?
Is
Will? What?
Okay. We got I'm someone. Brain?
Will,
we got someone,
shut up.
Yeah.
What?
Will.
What'd you
wait,
say,
what'd you
dude?
Say, buddy? What'd you say? Dove chat. What'd you say?
What? I'm saying that Will's head's way too big. He needs the brain turn.
Hang up on him.
I agree with you. No, I agree with you.
Okay.
Why'd you hang up on him?
No,
good.
That's the other guy.
Oh, there he is. Hey, Doug.
You hung up on me 3 times, man.
Okay. Brian, can I explain what's going on here for
yeah.
a second? We just, our producer Logan Moy is here. Hey, Logan, say hi from far away.
Hey, everyone.
That's Logan. This is the most, as Chris D'Elia says, janky operation of an episode we've ever had. Because... we're just, well, let's call it beta testing. Brian is putting pickles in his plate.
You're the first caller, Double Chat.
Brian, shut your face. We got call-ins. We got call-in. You're getting pickle juice on the mic.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, Chris, some things matter.
Talk to
the guy.
All right, so we're going
to hurry up.
All right, okay, so we got this thing. We're going to improve this as it goes, but we got people Skyping in. We just tweeted it from 10 Min Pod.
Obviously.
Hey, what's your name, dude?
My name is Jack Cav. I'm calling from St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada.
St. Catharines.
Cool.
I know it well, actually. Close to Sarnia, the kissing capital of the world. Do you have any questions or comments for the show?
I love Brian Callen. I mean, his interviews are the best, and I think that he's replayed up. Chris, you're a bit of a pretty boy, though.
Oh, wow. I'll
well
fuck you.
Done.
What'd you
hey,
say,
Chris?
I'll fuck you.
Hey, bro.
All right.
That's our calling guest.
Hey, you know what, dude? We really appreciate you listening. We appreciate you. Call in when we do this again. We're going to try to get through a few calls, so thanks for calling in, man. All right.
Well,
okay, we hung up
guy.
On that guy, and let's hope that someone else calls in, because no one else is calling in right now.
I'll be a Skype. Oh, yeah.
I'll call Caleb Bailey back.
Oh, yeah. Wonder if you can do that. So someone can... Brian, you are chewing right into the
yeah,
mic.
Yeah, put your fucking mouth away from the thing.
Oh, here's Caleb Bailey. She's going to freak out.
See what it does, and now there's a noise.
It's all right. Doesn't matter.
We're beta testing.
Yeah, we're beta testing.
This gal just called us.
It's called beta testing.
Good idea.
We're actually just testing. Don't say beta testing, because testing is fine, too.
Will said beta testing.
Hey.
Here she is.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going, Kayla?
I didn't see you guys yet.
We let me set the scene here. Brian, please chew away from the mic.
Sorry, I'm eating pickles, Kayla.
Brian,
they're so hot.
Brian had the good idea, Kayla, to call you back because we noticed you Skyped in. Welcome to 10-Minute Podcast Beta Testing.
Testing.
Do you have any questions for us? How's it going? Where are you calling from, by the way?
I'm from Itabena, Mississippi.
Nice.
But I'm originally from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh, so he's Brian's fan.
Yeah.
Well, hi, how are you? And welcome, and thank you. You're our second caller, second ever caller.
Awesome. I don't really have any questions. I just think this will work.
Well, thanks for listening to us. How old are you, Kayla?
You guys get me through class every fucking day. It's like, thank you guys so
She's
much.
Definitely a
you
listener.
You guys get me through my calculus homework. You have no idea.
Oh, cool.
You're don't in high school? That's awesome.
Don't do calculus.
No, do calculus. She's a young. She's
Some
in high
things
school.
Matter.
Calculus don't matter.
All right.
Chris, D'Elia, can I just tell you that, like, wow.
Hi.
All you other guys are awesome, but wow, I'd have your kids.
Oh, thanks for that.
Well, Chris, the ladies love Chris, and I don't approve.
That would be a good move for you, Chris. You should move to Mississippi and just, you know, just have, you know, have kids with one gal.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
this one. She knows calculus.
Hey, Kayla's too young. She's in high school.
All right. Yeah. Well, give her a few years.
Yes, but
all right. I'm not in high school.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
All right.
I'm legal. Don't worry.
All right. Don't tell Chris that. We don't.
don't tell Chris, Kayla.
So I guess that could be my question. Like, when are you gonna put a baby inside me?
All right.
Well. Okay.
Jesus. Good question. Well, we'd have to see your ID, and there's a whole. You have to go through me. There's a whole process. There's
we're gonna
a whole
do
vetting process.
Brian screens. Brian screens.
Yeah, we're gonna do a special series of podcasts where we actually follow Chris out to Mississippi to make this love connection. We'll do a series of live shows. He'll propose to you, and then we'll get it done.
That's right.
Oh, someone else is calling in.
All right, Kayla.
All right.
Thanks, hon.
All right.
I get sensual.
Hey, welcome.
Cal Tekeno.
Hey, it's Cal Tosino or something.
I call him Tekeno.
Just call him Cal.
Can you hear us, man? Hey, man. Brian, don't touch it because for sure. Okay, that person hung
up. This is all beta testing, guys.
Shut up.
Oh, Kayla's on hold.
Okay, we're going to get rid of Kayla so we can get the other
Brian,
guy in there.
Stop chewing into the fucking microphone. Go like this or something.
Here, this is you. I'm going to take your last pickle to show you what you're doing. Here's what you're doing. All right.
Stan Mack.
Hey, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast shit show. What's your name?
Hey, Stan. You there?
All right, we got another guy coming in.
John,
this is just one of those idiotic Will Sasso ideas.
Hey, man.
Hello?
Video call. Here's Cal Tekeno again.
Hello?
Hello. Again.
Hey, who's this?
Cal.
Hey, Cal. How's it going?
Hey, Will.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good.
Same thing
good.
Seven times.
Shut up, shut up, Chris.
Cal, you got a question for us? It's Brian, the kid Callen.
I'm going to Chris's show Thursday.
Oh, cool. In Boston.
You know what? Yeah, Doesn't matter.
No, hey, Cal.
No. Fuck that. Don't care.
Cal.
Done
a better show. A better show
actually,
is in Tempe,
Brian,
Arizona.
Brian, stop talking while I'm talking so I can tell this guy, don't go to Chris's show. What do you think of that?
He'll still go.
What do you
still
think
go.
Of that, Chris?
Thank you. I appreciate you coming,
oh,
sir.
Now he's nice.
Why not?
Sir.
Listen to me, Cal.
Brian, look, listen.
Why don't you let the guy talk?
Okay, Cal, come to Tempe,
Arizona.
Brian,
shut up.
It's
he's not. No.
Show.
Brian, be quiet. He's not going there. He
Brian,
lives in a different country.
Brian, I will not attend any of your show.
Thank you.
Why not?
All right, Brian, please
he's
be quiet.
Deliver.
All right, please be quiet for a second. Do you have any questions, man?
Or statements?
All right, I think we lost him. Let's go with this
well,
other
you
person.
Well, you guys, you
yeah,
know. Okay, what is it?
Hello?
It's Emma. Hi, my name's Emma.
Hey, Emma, where are you calling from?
Toronto, actually.
Oh, nice.
We love it there.
We love it there. Brian,
yeah,
don't touch
great. I actually
that.
Saw Chris when he was here for Just for Laughs.
Oh, cool.
Great.
Thanks for coming out.
Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Okay.
I've been on a couple of dates.
Yeah.
With this guy.
Hang on. Hang up. She just said,
we can't hear you, Emma, because
like
the sound is bad.
I am not feeling it.
She's not feeling it. Okay.
Then run away from him. Just, right, you know what to do?
The guy. All right, Brian. He's gone. She's gone now because we couldn't hear. Hey, man. Who's this?
Hey, I'm John.
Hey, John. How are you? That's great. Listen, we only have a few seconds left on this fucking fucked fucked up episode. Would you have a question for us?
Johnny, you fucking answer right now.
I'm good.
Oh.
Okay,
how
so
are you guys doing?
Good, man. You got a question for us?
Hey, John.
This is not going well.
If you don't post this, I'm never doing another podcast.
Chris, there he is.
There he is.
What's your
John,
question, dude?
John, you look pretty, I don't know.
No. Don't say what he looks like because this is audio. So what's your question, man?
Chris, what kind of mustard do you put on your sandwiches?
I don't use mustard. I only like mayonnaise. Brian made up a lie. Real truth.
Don't be that mean.
Okay, mayonnaise. What kind of mayonnaise do you use?
There's Hellman's, right? That's the only mayonnaise. What? Who else would use anything else?
Okay, yeah, nice. Also, Chris, that's...
Question. I can't.
All right, so look, sometimes this new shit doesn't work.
An
We're gonna,
obvious bad
here's
idea.
Here's what I want to say. Here's what I want to say to our audience. Oh, Stan is calling back. Let's let him through while I try to explain this.
Stan, what's up, buddy?
Brian, shut your fucking trap. This is the biggest fuck up of an episode. Hey, man, how's it going? And pretty soon we're going to perfect this, but this is our first time trying it out. Logan did it with what we have here. Say hi, Logan.
Hey,
all right, tune in next time, damn it.
Hello?
Stan, what's up, buddy?
I don't know why that
Stan, what's up? But... Where is he?
I guess we'll find out.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Looking for him.
Well, he's not here.
Empty chair.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. If you can buy something on Amazon, you know what to do. You go to 10minutepodcast.com, you hit the Amazon banner, and get shit for the same price. It works that way with every podcast.
That's right.
Do you like podcasts? You have 7 of them.
Hey, come on.
My name is Will, the Shredded Bear Sasso.
You're not the Shredded Bear. I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
And Chris D'Elia is not here. So he can't stop me from saying, hey, go to 10minutepodcast.com, hit the merch banner, get our merch, hit the live show banners, buy the live show,
do all our things. I hope there's still some merch left since we're crushing it.
Go get hit the search column.
That's
find your favorite characters and listen to those ones.
Buying a boat? I get your favorite characters. Don't care. I bought a boat anyway. That's how much money I'm making off this podcast.
You like Shauna? Enter fucking Shauna. David Greco. Those are fun ones. Can you think of any other ones? Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. Hulk Hogan.
What about my characters?
Mike Tyson.
Stuart Foley.
Not familiar with that one. Canadian Brad.
These are
fun things that have
been
on the show.
Hey, man, what about Usuongoli?
Not familiar with that one. Everybody's Dad.
I want to do Conor McCready.
Hold on.
Conor McCready is an old man. He's 106 years old. He can answer any questions you
But
like.
You sound like Usuongoli.
Nope.
But you have a Scottish accent.
I'm Conor McCready. I'm an old man.
That's a pretty fucking good character, dude.
Yeah.
I'm 106. Ask me any question.
You sound exactly like Usuongoli.
No, ask me any question. I'm old.
What runs faster than the ostrich?
Absolutely everything, depending on context.
All right.
When
Don't,
I was a
you
young
know what?
Boy.
Sometimes we like to peel the layers back, but I think you're peeling the layers back a little bit too
I got something caught in my throat, so it didn't work.
Well, yeah, Brian sometimes hits me up and he pitches me new characters. And the only thing I have to say about this one is you every character you do... I don't even want to say this out loud.
What is from the UK?
They're either from the UK or they're old.
The United
so let's
Kingdom.
Move on. Chris D'Elia claims he has a flu. So let's.
He's
let's,
got a flu?
That's what he says.
He's a human mollusk.
Yeah.
And he doesn't move much. So I would imagine if he may have had to move. He maybe had to lift something.
Yeah.
And he got sick. Not a guy you want with you in the wilderness. Okay. Chris D'Elia is not the guy you want if the shit hits the fan. He has no skills. Zero skills.
Wait, we're calling him.
You don't want to go to jail with him or combat with him.
Hold
you don't
on.
Want to be in the wilderness
Hold
with
on.
Him.
Brian.
You don't want to climb a mountain with him.
Brian.
I'll know when he answers the phone. Shut up.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
No strength to even answer.
1-8-7.
Oh, don't let him know the number. Don't let him know the number, bro. Not a good idea. We're going to give Chris D'Elia's number out.
He's
Great
not here.
Idea.
Let's give his number out.
What right, do you think he's doing right now? Just lying there?
Yeah, I don't. First of all, have you ever had the flu?
Not really.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Because I'm a guy.
Yeah, I'm a guy. Real guys don't get the flu, man. I'm such a guy, I don't even get the flu,
and
man.
And I certainly haven't been too sick to come and talk
into a mic. That is for sure. Well, you know.
What did he say to you? Did he say, I'm sick, I'm throwing up?
He sent us a video.
Oh.
Yeah, he sent us a video. I would like to share the video.
I haven't seen it.
I can't without his permission, so I guess I'm saying, hey, I'm going to share it, and I won't.
Can you show a little bit of it without him getting mad?
I'll give you the audio. I'm going to share with you guys the audio of the video that Chris sent to Brian and I to say, I can't come do the podcast.
Okay. No.
But Brian, make sure you don't talk during it. Okay, here we go. Okay.
He looks so gross.
Yeah, he looks disgusting. Basically, it's just a video sort of going around his room. We can see some like Neocitrin, a big thing of Gatorade, the blue kind. Disgusting.
Ugh.
And then the camera sort of pans and you just sort of hear him heavy breathing. And
you just see a hairball too.
It's just a selfie video.
He's a hairball.
I don't know why he didn't Instagram this.
He looks like he looks really hot, like the temperature, like he looks, he's got 105, like his skin, he looks hot, and he looks like he smells like just poo.
Yeah, he does look like he smells like poo, but
his hair's all matted on one side. Yeah. And how dare he send us pictures of him just, I mean, a video of him just breathing. How self-indulged,
it was disgusting. Well, here's the thing. I don't really get the flu. You know, I grew up in a sort of a country-ass town outside of Vancouver, and we have those. And, in my town, you would be tadpole hunting and frog hunting. You'd be out there in the forest with your friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like building forts and just rubbing each other's parts and kissing.
Man. Whoa.
Hugging,
what's that about?
Hugging tight.
I don't do that. That's...
No, I'm just saying when you're a kid, you know.
I never did that when I was a kid.
No, I'm just saying we build forts and
with girls or with your buddies?
Build forts and, you know, you just kind of go frog hunting. You know what I mean? And you go out there. It's a very Huck Finn experience where you just go out there with your friends. And
I've been frog hunting.
Go out in we're near the ocean and you go, it's like sort of the river delta where the river meets the ocean and it's muddy, murky waters. And pretty soon you're just grabbing and touching and kissing.
Hey. I've never done that, man. What do you mean pretty soon?
Anyway,
how's that happen?
My point is...
How do you go from frog hunting to...
No. I'm not saying that.
No, touch it.
So here's what's up. I've been exposed to every sort of, just dirt and muck and stuff. And you just don't get sick after a while when you're a kid.
Me too. I grew up all over the world and I was just... My mother caught me, and this is a true story. I was about 3 and we were living in Calcutta, India, and she caught me licking the bottom of my father's shoe after he'd been walking through the streets of Calcutta.
Well, you're
lucky. That's why I never get sick, because I got a steel trap stomach.
Yeah.
If you grew up in a gingerbread house, eating gingerbread and cream the way the fur girl did, and that is how he grew up, the way the fur girl did. And if all you had to do is open your mouth and go, I want everything, and it was slid in front of you, you're going to get sick.
You're definitely going to.
You're just not, you don't have a strong constitution.
When you're Brian Callen, and that year alone, when you were 3 years old, you probably got dengue fever 5 times.
Yes.
And you're living through it.
Hepatitis, dengue, all this stuff.
Hepatitis C, the bad kind.
Whatever, my body shook it off.
Yeah, the kind that killed Pam Anderson's dogs.
Right.
I think.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know either.
Either way, my body was like, what?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, but when you grow up in a pillow.
If you grow up.
In a pillow.
In a marshmallow room, if you grow up in a marshmallow room having creams applied to your skin, I mean, and you're having your nails buffed by your servants.
Yeah, if dairy's on your mind.
If you've got somebody who puts vitamins in your hair.
Right.
Then of course you're going to be sick.
Yeah, dairy and marshmallow sugar.
You got no walls around your immune system.
Yeah, we're calling him again.
You're a candy boy.
I don't think he's going
to
answer.
He's a candy boy. He doesn't have the strength to lift his finger. He's got somebody else doing it. This is what he's doing. He's going, I'm phone ringing.
He's not going to fucking answer.
I want everything.
Yeah.
Your call has been forwarded.
Wait, I'm giving his number away.
No, don't give his number away. No, hey, don't give his number away.
All right, fine. Starts with 818.
Yeah.
Yeah. To answer your question, what do I think he's doing right now? I think he's doing more of what we saw and you heard in the video, which is rolling around, panting, laying down, definitely being horizontal.
Yeah.
And I think he's having soupy soups delivered to his house.
Oh, definitely. It's very simple. If you were to look at a bird in the wild, look at a crow. A crow flies around and has to find its food.
Yeah.
And then you take one of those white,
now,
fluffy,
we have a minute
domestic...
and a half left, so yeah. Don't go Brian Callen.
No, but you take a white domestic fluffy domestic chicken that's bred just for its meat.
Yeah.
It's just bred for its meat. Yeah. You understand?
Yeah.
He's the equivalent of something that's bred for its meat.
Right.
He's got tender. I guarantee you cut into that chest or that flank, it's tender.
Delicious.
Melt in your mouth.
Yeah.
That's the kind of meat I use in my fondues. I use Chris or baby elk. And they both taste exactly the same. Baby elk just out of the womb.
I feel like I'd be able to make it across town no problem, no matter what I had. But I've never had anything.
We've had some.
No, I've shaken everything off.
Well, you haven't had
everything. Yeah, but I shake it off and I walk it off is what I'm trying to tell you.
You haven't.
I grew up sturdy and strong, and when I come home and I'm covered in dirt and my knees are a little bloody or there's something going on, you know, my elbows, something's all scratched up, mom and dad are thinking, uh-oh. What'd he do?
No,
what,
they're not.
Did he take down a barn?
That's not what they're saying.
Did he chuck a car into the ocean?
No, they're saying, oh, look at our little skin loaf. Look at our little skin loaf.
No.
He was vaccinated against everything, so he's fine.
No, I've never had.
He's going nom nom.
No, I don't go nom 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 nom.
Yeah. Oh, he's getting in a bath.
No. I have malaria right now.
You don't have malaria.
Yeah,
right
I do.
Now.
And
if
I'm
you had malaria,
that
you'd
off.
Be shaking. You'd be like, ugh,
I'm not.
I've
shaking it off. I already shook it off. I did my shaking.
Prove
got rid
that
of
you
it.
Have malaria.
I have malaria.
Where?
In my body.
What
do you want to know? What'd you say, Brian?
How do I repost on Instagram?
That's real easy, but we're recording now.
Oh, shit. Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcasts.
Ah, got you, man.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you were looking at a little Instagram
video. It's like that Vine
video,
you got
dude.
Where I was picking my nose, bro.
The Vine where you were picking... Instagram video that
yeah.
I did. Follow me on Instagram, at Will Sasso,
right,
and
well.
Follow at Brian Callen.
Why do you post pictures of like sunsets and bullshit like that sometimes?
On my Instagram?
Yeah, on your Instagram.
Because I like to take pictures of things.
Yeah, but you know, you're not professional, so.
It doesn't matter. It's Instagram.
I know.
What's going to happen? Is the Instagram police going to say, don't take a picture of
don't
that
be sarcastic.
Beautiful sunset?
Don't
I'm
be
not
sarcastic.
Being sarcastic.
You are being sarcastic.
No, I'm not even a little bit am I being sarcastic.
Great shoes, bro.
Thanks, man. Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. Subscribe and download everything on iTunes. Do that, please. Rate and review us on iTunes. My name is Will, the Mesomorphic Minotaur Sasso.
Oh, Jesus. I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
Crystalia is not with us. You know, whatever.
He's sick.
He's a sicky boy. But depending on when you're listening to this, it's funny because you'll think that Chris has been sick for like a week and a half, which he may as well be. Because if Chris gets stricken with something like the common cold, then he's gonna stay down.
Yeah, he'll stay. Well, he doesn't have the endurance.
Yeah.
He has no staying power, and he certainly is not tough.
He Gumby, stringier, younger brother.
Yeah. He is very Gumby-like.
Yeah, he's Gumby-like.
The word that comes to mind every time I think of Chris for real is bendy. He's just bendy as it gets.
He's like
cartilage and skin and a little bit of soft tissue.
We should start a petition to have him change his name to Bendy.
The human sea cucumber. One night only.
We had a wouldn't it be funny if he was billed for like a stand-up night as like the human sea cucumber?
Yeah.
And see how many people
show
up.
Squeeze him and watch foam come out of his butt.
We had a live show a little while back, and it's on iTunes and Google Play and Amazon Music, Amazon MP3 or whatever the fuck it is. And you can buy it and you can listen to it. It's an hour and a half, and it was a lot of fun. Did you have fun?
I had a good time.
Okay, and this is by no means a commercial for the show, but it was a good time.
Yeah.
And one of the things we were just thinking of doing, or I was thinking of doing, because I wasn't present for it.
Yeah.
I went to the restroom during the show.
Oh, boy.
And then David Greco came out.
And none of us knew he was going to show up.
Well, you guys didn't know. I guess I didn't know.
I can't stand
Nobody knew. Yeah.
David hard Griffin. For me to dislike somebody.
Yeah.
Can't stand him.
He's a professional podcast sidekick from the New York area. He's a journeyman plumber, I
smells
suppose.
Like tea bags.
He smells like tea bags is what you're saying?
And mushrooms.
And mushrooms. All right, sure. Those are things. And he's also been an open mic comic in the 1980s. He did a lot of talk radio in the 90s and been doing a lot of podcasting. And he's a professional podcast sidekick. So he came out and he did a little segment with you guys. He did some sidekicking.
Yep.
Was it fun? Was it good to have him on stage?
No, not really.
All right. And then he did, from what I understand, he did some stand-up.
He did do some stand-up.
And I think what we should do here is you can go and you can buy the whole show, which is myself, Brian, and Chris. We're going to give you a piece. We're going to let you listen to David Greco's stand-up from our live show. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, well.
Hey, you guys mind if I do some stand-up?
Oh, Christ.
Would you guys like me to do some stand-up? You know, it's been a while since I... Would you guys mind a little bit of time to work out?
All right, and be honest with your reaction with these jokes. All right, don't encourage them.
Don't. No, come on. Don't.
Let's see how good you are at stand-up.
All right, hold on a second.
You're sweating. You're a mess.
Well, that's the nasal condition.
You should probably get more denim, though.
Hey, give yourselves a hand to come out and support open mic comedy. Give yourselves a hand.
Go ahead. Open mic.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Give yourselves a hand. Say, what's going on with them burger billboards? You see them when you're driving on a street? And you see they got that big juicy burger up there, right? You know, it's big and juicy, and you see it, and it says, you know, $2.99 or whatever. And then you go in, you walk into the restaurant, you walk in.
Oh, my Jesus sound Christ. Yeah,
just hold on. Don't laugh.
You walk in, right? And then what do they give you? They give you a little burger. Not as good as
what do you expect it joke? Be as big as the fucking
joke?
Billboard?
Well, the joke is that the billboard's got a nice juicy burger, then you get a little burger.
Okay, but so you're not supposed to explain the fucking
they're
joke.
They're laughing because it's not a joke. That's why they're laughing.
They're having a good time. Go ahead. Have a laugh. Go ahead. They're having a good time. Give yourselves a hand for coming out and supporting open mic.
You just did that.
You just
now,
did
all right,
that.
Now we're all together again. All right. Hey, how about what's going on with this electric car?
What? The Tesla?
No. They got this new
Prius.
Car. Yeah, the Prius.
That's not new.
It's not new, bro.
Brand new electric car, you know.
Yeah, and all right. What about it?
If you'll believe this thing doesn't run on gas, sir. It doesn't run on
don't
gas.
Don't do crowd
man.
Work. You're embarrassing
it
me.
It doesn't run on gas.
Okay.
I got tangled up. You know, my only question is, hey, what are we supposed to do? Drive down a block with an extension cord on?
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's really bad.
No, that was so really bad. Good. They're all laughing.
They're laughing
they're
because
laughing
it's
because
bad.
It's not funny,
no, that's
bro.
Good stand-up humor.
No.
I bring the humor and the jokes and the jokes.
I'm going to give you one more.
All right.
Give you one more and get the fuck out of here.
Right. Hey.
Maybe a few more.
Hey,
that's kind of interesting.
Hey, what's going on? Say, what's
Brian,
going on?
You need new stuff anyway.
Hey.
You should do that extension.
Hey, what's going on with that online dating now?
What's going on? Online what? Dating?
Online dating. Online. Sorry, my nasal condition.
Yeah, I know. We know.
So go on.
What? Go ahead.
Just let him tell the joke.
All right, go ahead.
Go on. No, you go. Tell
him. Oh, right. I was trying to.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. You look like a molester.
Hey, what's going on with all this? What's going on with all that online dating now? They got that new app you can get on your phone. It's called Tinder. Hey, I tell you what. Back in my day, the only way to get a girl's number was you'd have to actually write it down with a pen and put it on a matchbox or a matchbook, and that's Tinder of a different sort.
It's just too many words, you know?
Yeah, I mean... I mean...
I'm going to try out some new... Let me try out some new stuff.
All right, go ahead.
Let's try out some new stuff.
Roll out some new stuff. You might as well keep going.
It's unbelievable.
Don't say you have classic stuff. It infuriates me.
All right, go ahead.
Just let him...
I know, I really appreciate you guys, you know, letting me come on.
That's no problem. Just do it. Don't turn your back on the
audience. All right. I'm the sidekick. You guys are having
you need to look this way, dude, even when you're talking to us,
give yourselves a round of applause for coming out.
They don't need to keep doing that.
I'll give yourselves a round of applause.
Stop.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, you guys a couple here sitting at two different tables?
No, they're obviously not a couple.
They're not
they're
a
not
couple
even sitting together.
At two different tables? She's looking around like, hey, what's going on? He's like, I don't know what the fuck's going on here. How did I get guys that, you know, she's always asking, what are you thinking? Right? And he's going, I don't know. I'm a guy. I don't know. Right? That's good. Okay,
are
you
saying
guys,
men
good
and
luck
women
you
are different? Is that your...
Yeah. All right. So,
because he gets fucked.
I tell you what, a lot of guys fight. You know when a lot of guys fight? Just breathe.
All right.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good. You know, a lot of guys fight. They fight like this, right? This is how they fight, right?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They do this. They go like this, and they go. They fight and they're like this and they stay in tight. You know what I mean? They go to fight. I've seen a lot of street fights. They go, this is how I fight. Watch this. I stand like this.
Hold on,
what's going on, right? Why is that guy standing like that? You know, the best way to win a fight is to have a horse come up behind you with a Scottish nobleman
on it. That's my bit. What are you doing?
What?
That's my bit. That's my shit.
No.
What are you doing?
This is
that's
my
a Brian
bit.
That's my
Callen
bit.
Joke.
That's on my special.
No, I say a Scottish nobleman. He comes up. He's right out of Braveheart. He's got a long red braid and
excuse me,
laddie.
That's my fucking joke.
To fight this man.
That's my joke. You're doing my joke.
All right, maybe I heard it somewhere.
Yeah, from me on my special.
All right. Just one more and then I'm out. Just let me do some new stuff.
Jesus, that's
not new stuff. That's old Brian Callen stuff.
Hey, you know, guys. Hey, you guys like to drink? You guys like to party? You know, guys like to drink, but girls drink way more than guys, you know? Girls get so drunk, and when girls get drunk, they get different drunk than guys. You know,
hold on, girls
get drunk, they're like,
it doesn't even matter. You know, that's how drunk girls get. They're like, hey, it doesn't even matter. You know,
hey, you could like say to a drunk girl, yo, there's a crocodile standing right next to you, and she would go, is it your crocodile?
David Greco.
It doesn't even matter.
David Greco.
What?
That's a joke I did that came out on my special last year.
I don't know. They seem to enjoy it. I think. Are you sure?
They're laughing at you.
Are you sure that this is yours?
I'm positive.
Maybe
hey,
I just saw it by accident. It's yours.
Yes.
David Greco, ladies and gentlemen, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, he was delightful.
Well, he was doing other people's jokes.
He was so funny. What do you mean other people's jokes?
He was doing my jokes and Chris's
jokes.
He was
really good, Brian. You have to admit, you might be a little jealous.
Don't say that.
Anyway,
I'm not jealous.
So go get that show on iTunes and all that stuff.
And he's
Amazon
a good
MP3
guy. He
Google
just shouldn't
Play.
Be performing.
Very solid performer. And those are very common observations he made. So you guys are being a little hard on him.
Not common observations.
He was really solid, I think.